You're listening to Hold My Beer, and we would like to ask you to go to Apple Podcasts and please rate and review. Give us 5 stars. We don't actually care what you say in the comments. You can put funky butt lover. You can put hashtag Beer King, whatever you want. And if me not simply asking is enough to get you to do it, here's a ringing endorsement from Chris Mullins himself.
It's better than not having sex at all. It's literally better than that.
All right, well, I hope that worked, and please enjoy responsibly.
I'll probably go get wrecked and play hacky.
Let's do that. Let's do the podcast first.
Why?
That's it. Actually, a really good question. Why do we do this podcast anyways? Whatever. Anybody want an intro? You want me to do it?
You normally do it.
Why would you usually bitch about it?
I don't know. What do you mean I bitch about it?
Oh, that's my thing. I'm the gracious host. Well, then I get to do it. You guys can't
wait. You're still fairly new, dude. Watch it.
I'll listen to all of them. It's all right.
You're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins, getting absolutely no respect. I'm the fucking, what's that no respect comedy guy?
Dangerfield?
Rodney Dangerfield, yeah. Of this podcast. It's a weird name to forget. He was very famous.
Come one, come all.
Chris Mullins?
To the podcast.
Oh, okay. Come one, come all should be your like catchphrase. Right?
Yeah.
It's just like you take a bunch of money shots to the face, but it's whatever. You do you, boo-boo.
How do you think we afford the podcast?
Chris, you think Chris accepts money to take come to the face?
Well, I take the money, and then I give it to you to run the podcast.
That's a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
All right.
I just show up.
Oh, hi, Toon. You're back.
I'm back.
Look at that. We'll have to work you into this semen pyramid scheme.
That's cool.
Yeah. And,
Oh, I'm Yams.
Look at that. Hey, we did it, guys.
I feel like I shouldn't have to introduce myself anymore.
I feel like it's just
I can't really be bothered to be doing that. It's one of those things that I don't like to be bothered with.
Saying your own name.
Like carrying stuff, like a soda. I can't do that.
You can't carry a soda?
No, fuck no. If I'm not walking around, I can't carry a soda or anything like that.
King James.
It'd be
King
can't James. Be responsible.
It'd that be shit. Below him.
You know. It'd be yeah. He'd whatever. Be above it.
Yeah, I just can't be doing all that.
So if you're out and it's hot, you just will not carry a beverage with you.
You're fucking right.
Really?
No, I'll go. I'll fucking sweat to death first.
Just cause.
Yeah, I don't like doing it.
That is odd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some could say ignorant.
Some could definitely say ignorance.
I haven't died yet, so I'm well, good.
I have good news for everybody. You're sitting down, which means we can do the beer review because yes. You can drink. Look at that.
Not walking.
That's why it's on the table. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, this week's beer review.
Yay!
Budweiser Copper Lager with Jim Beam.
I'm not a big Jim Beam fan.
I want to see you read this small-ass print. I'm not either.
That, what is it we I'm had? Not. The apple? That wasn't bad?
Their apple and their the honey's. Honey? Yeah. The honey's pretty good.
I think me and you drank some of that one night.
If you drank it here, it was the honey. That's what I drink.
Yeah.
One bottle, 12 fluid ounces, 6.2%.
What?
Going down.
What? It sounded like you're cutting a promo. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's a copper lager.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. What are we toasting to? Hacky Sack. We played Hacky Sack before
we did
recording.
We did.
It made me feel very
old.
A
little nostalgia.
And I'm not going to name names, Toon, but had a sweat towel.
I did.
Which, when we played in high school, I don't remember needing one.
I never had a sweat towel in high school. But yeah. Nowadays, we're old, so got to carry one.
No, I'm investing in one as soon as you guys leave.
Yes. So, I still have it.
Yeah, you do, yeah. All right. Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
That's different.
It's not bad.
Not at all.
Definitely a copper ale. Like, you really get that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you taste the Jim Beam?
About halfway down, you will.
Oh, really?
Halfway down?
About halfway down, you'll get it.
What's the alcohol content?
6.2.
Oh, we're getting crunk, fellas.
Yeah. I had 3 Friday night?
Before you made it to the couch? And then how many did you have?
No, I paced myself.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I had 3 during the movie. It's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they will fuck you up, definitely.
So we were talking about this earlier. You will, if you go to the fridge to get a beer, you get an extra beer to drink from the fridge to the couch.
Yeah, I'm not
that way when you get
again.
To the couch, you can enjoy your initial beer you went after.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a walk-around beer.
It's just smart.
Smart.
Work smart, not hard.
I was going to move on, but we give thumbs around here.
We do.
Who wants to give thumbs first?
I'll go.
All
right. This is like the 4th one I drink. For being a dark beer... It's probably the best dark beer I've ever had. Probably the only one I actually enjoy.
You're a dick. What? Best yeah. dark beer. Not even close.
So I give it 2.
It's more of a...
Is it a dark beer?
Yeah, it's real dark. I poured it in a glass. Yeah, it's amber. See?
It's fairly dark. It's very dark for a Budweiser.
Yeah, for a Budweiser. I mean,
it's not like Jaeger dark, but...
Well, it's not like Guinness dark or...
Yeah.
Amber or stout or dark or anything like
if
that.
If it was a stout, it'd be fucking gross.
No, it would be delicious.
Like, that, what is it, oh, dragon's milk or whatever?
No, yeah, I mean a good stout, not dragon's milk. Although, that'll get you there.
Yeah.
It's very strong. I know the difference. Two and thumbs.
Yeah, I'll give it one tit.
One tit?
Nope. Nope, doesn't count.
I'll give it one thumb, just because I'm not much of a...
That's a callback, Danny.
Thanks, Chris.
That's a callback.
A dumb callback from a dumb joke.
From a genius.
Well, you saved it there at the end, didn't you? Yams, thumbs.
I'm going to start with one right now.
One?
I'm not decided yet, really. So yeah, I haven't tasted
the Jim Beam yet. We're not halfway down.
Yeah, I know. I just, it's,
You guys aren't halfway down yet?
No.
Neither are you.
I'm close. You can't see where my beard is.
I can see it. Yes, I can, you jackass.
Yeah, whatever.
You can see it from the top angle.
No shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's right here below the fucking thing.
I'm going 1.5. I'd probably buy this.
It's good shit, man.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I might go up to 2 after this. Yeah. I don't know. At the end. Spoilers.
Yeah, I'm so I'm waiting on us to get through the whole thing.
Yeah. All right.
You guys talking about that dragon's milk, though? It reminded me of something I seen earlier. And it was Irish people try Fireball. It was a funny little video I watched.
Uh-huh.
And one of the... it was mixed Fireball mixers. One of them, they mix it with Guinness.
Ew.
And they bitch about ruining a Guinness.
Yeah, you don't ruin a Guinness.
But another one they did was called Dragon's Blood, which is mixing it with Fireball cranberry juice, which... I don't know, might be kind of good.
It don't sound too bad.
No.
It looked cool.
Yeah.
All right. And the last one they did was called Dragon Spit.
That doesn't sound appetizing, James.
No. Was it milk?
It doesn't, but I think we should do it sometime, just for the sake of doing it.
Okay, I'm listening.
But it's 5 to 10 drops of Tabasco sauce into a shot glass, and then fill up the glass with Fireball and do the shot.
That sounds terrible.
I already have really bad heartburn. Why the fuck?
The guy who bitched about ruining Guinness, though, said it was really good, so...
I kind of feel like we should try it.
I'm just saying, for the sake of trying it, we should do it sometime.
I have that Hellboy.
I have 2 fists of Fireball.
Oh, okay, there you go. We can drink the cheap shit
You save your Hellboy. It looks cool in the bottle.
You probably have hot sauce in your fridge, too. We shouldn't use Tabasco. Tabasco sucks.
Tabasco is what they recommended using. I wouldn't use Frank's or something, because Frank's is alternately flavored than just pepper.
But it tastes better.
I have 2 bottles of Tabasco in my
All right, you bring the Tabasco, I'll get the Fireball. We'll
can
do it next time.
Be here for that?
Or we'll do it next time Ray's on.
Okay.
I just, I don't know. I'll try Ray.
Not looking forward to that.
No, it's going to be kind of gross. I don't really like Fireball.
I do.
So.
Well, look, are we do it even one more. I'll bring 151, and then we can do 151 in Tabasco.
Now you're just trying to hurt somebody.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, why do you want to do that? That sounds terrible.
Try it out.
You don't waste your 151.
I know.
But if you do the 151, then the Fireball will be like nothing.
Nothing.
It'll be like drinking a Sprite.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, that shit burns all the way down.
And all the way home.
Why are we all wanting to get plastered next week or whenever?
Oh, I'm always down to get fucked up, dude.
Ah.
Don't get
me wrong.
I don't
have anything better to do.
Shots are fun. I enjoy taking shots.
Shots are fun.
Man, girlfriend goes to Taylor Swift in 2 weeks, so.
So while she's at Taylor Swift, we'll get
2 weeks
hammered on Tabasco sauce.
Well, no, that's the plan. Can we do it on a Saturday?
Yeah, I don't work Saturdays.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Because then I'll have that weekend off. Swift, she's going and that'd Saturday. Be great, because then I can recover from doing something stupid on Sunday.
Man, the things we should talk about. Behind the scenes,
the shit that's gonna come out of us after doing that.
Oh, it's gonna be bad.
It's gonna be red.
Ugh. Okay, he's probably right.
Yeah,
they say if you drink enough cranberry juice, your pee turns red. So that should be interesting.
All I drink is cranberry juice, and I'm not.
Then I'll have a flamethrower. I'll call it my flamethrower. Woo!
Your dick?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Cool.
That doesn't sound like syphilis or anything.
Mm-mm. Not even a little bit. So I have a game, and this might surprise you guys, but it involves professional wrestling. But I think I did better than last time. Right.
What was last time?
I don't remember. Trivia.
Rey Mysterio is Wolverine, though.
That was pretty cool.
It was badass.
I found the world's worst gimmicks, you know, characters in wrestling. And I'm going to read.
You put the Hurricane on there, did you?
No. Okay. I said bad.
Because he's awesome.
He was awesome.
Love that guy.
Yeah. Remember you were going to start yelling, stand back, there's a hurricane coming through before you fucked.
Yeah.
That was the thing for a while. So, no, I'm going to read you 2 gimmicks. You tell me which one is real and which one's fake.
Deal.
Yeah.
Got it.
Can we steal?
No.
Can't steal even trying points.
Okay. I can read them off and you can all guess together.
That's not a game.
Group activities. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Woo! There's not enough room.
Team bonding.
I mean, there's no prize. It doesn't really matter.
I'm the IN team.
Okay. That sounds about right for you. All right, Yams, you can start us off.
All right.
Arachnaman, a spider-like man that wrestled, and yes, he did shoot webs a couple times. Or Batman, where they add an extra T so they wouldn't get sued, but he just dressed up like Batman and beat people up.
No, I'm going to go with the first one. Probably sounds more real.
Is it going to sound like a real dick move? They're both real. Batman was real.
Who the hell did he wrestle for?
An Arachnaman got WCW sued. It was a Spider-Man suit, but it was purple and yellow instead of red and blue.
That's like our high school colors. That's
it
that's
is
gay.
Yeah.
I know we were the same. It's just gay.
All right, Toon, you ready?
Yo.
Mantar. He was pretty much a Minotaur, but all man. Or
with bull balls.
Blue
big,
bull balls. Bull balls. Oh, blue.
Or Big Boss Bacon, a man that wore a pig's head mask and an apron.
I'm gonna go with Minotaur.
Minotaur is correct.
Yeah.
I say the one with the pig head though, that sounds kinda scary.
Is it like Saul?
Nah, it's basically the Bludgeon Brothers now.
Oh god, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Who in the fuck are the Bludgeon Brothers?
Oh, they're a shitty tag team.
They're not very good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They have good beards though.
Oh, okay.
It's true.
I don't have one.
And big hammers.
Oh.
That's the not biggest a euphemism. All right. The Great and Powerful Oz, as in Wizard and.
Yeah.
Or Wizard of. Wizard and the Oz.
Yeah, I know this one. It's The Great Powerful Oz because it was Kevin Nash.
Do you want to hear the fake name?
No.
No? All right. Dick.
What was it, Danny? Come
does,
on.
Does it fucking matter?
Yeah, I want to know.
You put a lot of effort into it, so.
Fucking unicorn warrior over there.
Hey, are you impressed?
I'm glad
that
you knew it was fucking Kevin Nash, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you all have 1 point. The fake name I came up with was the Candy Lane Crusher.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, no, it's not fucking bad.
Good attempt.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Bastion Booger, who was a monk-like person that picked his own nose and wore a diaper. Or...
That sounds like more like a baby than a monk.
The Menacing Monk, who was pretty much the same thing, but with a monk's robe.
I'm going to go with the second one, because the first one sounds dumb.
Oh, good. It's the first one. Yeah. Bastion Booger.
I remember the
That's
first
horrible.
One.
Oh, it was horrible. He ate his own boogers. Questions? Anybody?
Was that his finisher?
Just rubbed it on their face.
No, he picked his nose and rubbed it in somebody else's mouth.
That would be better. He set on their chest.
Oh.
He was like 400
in
pounds.
Like shit or something?
Nope.
He shit the diaper he was in?
Maybe.
Because that would be way more entertaining.
I don't know
than just
that.
A fat guy sitting on something. That's not wrestling. Is that a finisher? Fuck off
the ring. It was fucking the leg drop, but, you know.
If a 400-pound man sits on your chest, how the fuck are you going to get your shoulders off the mat?
Yeah, say Rikishi won a lot that way.
It's true.
I wrestled Reagan. I know how that goes, okay?
And Reagan never was set on your chest.
No, in my backyard. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You talking about Reagan that had, like, a bunch of tattoos and piercings?
Yeah,
like,
with Nirvana
really, really
spelled
big
wrong.
Dude? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
With Nirvana spelled wrong?
Yeah, it was like Nervini.
Like them little Nervini sausages you get in the can?
Yeah.
All right.
He was a character.
Abe Knuckleball Schwartz, who thought he was a baseball. Or Darl the Dribbler Benz, who thought he was a basketball. Which one's real, Toon?
The basketball.
No, it was the baseball.
Oh, shit.
And I just now realized that I put... So if you take the dribbler out of Darl's name, his name would have been Darl Ben, which is not a real sounding name.
Who do these people wrestle for?
Eh.
Oh, okay.
Chris, this one's perfect for you. A fella named Kenta Albright, who was a white male in blackface.
Okay.
Or Kerwin White.
You can, wait, Kenta Altright? That's fucking hilarious, dude.
Albright,
I hope you wrote that.
Altright.
If you wrote that, like, you deserve like a fucking Emmy or something.
Anyways, or Kerwin White, a Mexican in whiteface.
Kerwin White.
Is the real one?
Yeah.
Correct.
I know, because...
Chavo Guerrero. Fuck.
Fucking kudos, though.
Kent Albright?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah. A Motley Crue, which is a tag team of headbangers. They spelled crew differently to not get sued.
Or the headbangers.
No. Or the Kiss Demon, and yes, that kind of Kiss, the band.
They're both... That just sounds awful all the way around.
Oh, yeah, it's very bad.
I'm going to go with the first one's real.
No, the Kiss Demon.
No.
Guess who came out
with him? I figured they
Kiss.
Would get sued. Yeah. Okay, there we go.
No, Kiss paid
they
for them
backed.
To be there.
Okay.
Is Hardcore Holly on there?
No, Sparkplug.
Ah.
No.
Yeah, Hardcore Holly's first gimmick was Sparkplug Harley, and he was a NASCAR driver.
Oh,
it's
God.
Fucking great.
No, see, I don't think that was his gimmick. I think his gimmick was NASCAR. He was a race car. Which would be your gimmick? Vroom. Oh, he gave him the turn left.
That's a I like Holly Headers and I'm a spark plug.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know, nice mullet, though. Nice mullet.
So we can fit in the helmet.
All right, Toon.
Y'all see Loden win.
Jeez. All right. Glacier, which was a Sub-Zero ripoff, or Volcanion, a Scorpion ripoff?
Glacier.
Oh, you knew that one. Okay.
Yeah.
WCW, baby.
Yeah.
He sucked.
He did.
Glacier was terrible. He was the drizzling shits. Chris, the Demon Dog or the Battle Cat? That's right. One of these is real, motherfucker.
We'll go Battle Cat.
Correct. Lucky guess.
Yeah, because of Roman Reigns. Big Dog.
That's yeah.
Big Dog.
All right.
Hey, I haven't missed one yet.
No, you haven't. I have missed two. Got one right,
yeah, I missed one.
Well, you got the one right that you literally couldn't get wrong because they were both true. All right, Yams. That 70s guy or Mr. Matlock?
I want Mr. Matlock to be real.
Nope. That 70s guy.
That's WCW too, right?
Yeah, that's the guy that had the bus that Shaggy Two Dope got power slammed on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that Disco kind of just like a ripoff of...
No, it was a different
Nick
guy.
Foley's oh, okay. One character.
Cactus Jack.
Dude yeah. Love.
Dude Love. Yeah, there you go. Guy. Yeah, him.
The same fucker.
Yeah, literally the same person.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
my kid argued with me that the other day because we were talking about like when Mick Foley got thrown off the ring.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, Mick Foley. He's like, it wasn't Mick Foley, it was Cactus Jack. I was like, shut up. Same person.
Technically, it was Mankind.
Yeah. Same fucking thing.
No.
Same person.
Yeah.
What was Dude Love's finisher?
Double arm DDT.
Okay. I thought it was still the Man Claw. Nope. Yo.
Magic Mick, which was, yeah, a stripper. Or.
Was he Irish?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, so the Mick's not a racial slur?
No. I didn't dig deep into the guys I hadn't heard of. Or Fantasio, a magician slash wrestler.
We'll go with Fantasio.
That is correct.
I've seen clips. It's fucking terrible.
He pulls the ref's underwear out of his pants, but the pants are still there, Toon.
Never seen.
The pants are still there.
Is he WCW?
Yes.
I need to look this guy up.
Wait, no.
Was he WWF?
Yes.
Hmm.
He dressed like a mime. No, actually, like a magician.
So he's a Mr. Mime of fucking wrestling?
Yes. Fucking but terrible. Mentally handicapped.
Oh, God. What was the one-legged guy?
Zach Gowen? Zach Gowen.
Yeah. Put Zach Gowen in a figure four. There you go.
I remember that shit.
Now,
didn't Al Snow or whatever his name rip off the Mandible Claw?
What do you want?
Head!
No.
It's head. James.
It is head, yes.
That's what we want. His head.
Oblige him. I mean, second.
You're lost on me here.
Okay. Chris. Paul Burchill, a pirate, or Nails the Convict?
The Convict.
They're both correct. They're both real.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
That one didn't sound like a piratey name.
Neither does Kairi Sane, but she's a pirate. An Asian pirate.
You heard the man.
We both have the same look, like we don't know the fuck.
Stop
this
that.
Is.
Stop that.
Stop the Asian pirates.
All right. Yams?
Go for it.
The Count, which was a vampire, or Seven, a magical pedophile.
I don't really want to go with Seven, the magical pedophile. I'm going to have to go with the Count.
That's weird because it's Seven, the magical pedophile.
Why was he a magical pedophile?
Fucking Norse.
Oh, there's your kid, and now he's gone.
And now he's mine.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
There's my dick, and it's
gone.
Yeah, let's not talk about
now
it.
Now you see it? Now I'm a criminal.
Now you feel it. Yo.
So fucked up.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. It was gold dust in WCW.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why was he a pedophile, though?
Have you seen gold dust?
Why was that his name?
He still looks like a pedophile.
Oh, jeez, man.
He does.
They didn't introduce him as Seven, the magical pedophile, did they?
No, they did a vignette where it was a kid trying to sleep, and then you see him floating outside the window, and he's like, look at his lips and shit. They dropped the gimmick very shortly after.
Huh. I wonder why.
It doesn't portray him as like a demon that eats children, no. He portrays him as a pedophile.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Jesus.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
This is last round, by the way. Sorry. So, Toon, for your last one. Eugene, which was a mentally handicapped guy, or Captain Helmet, who was a mentally handicapped... Damn it.
I remember Eugene. He was fucking special.
Well...
Wasn't that Buff Bagwell's guy, Eugene?
No.
No. Eugene was like best friends with Vince McMahon for the longest time.
Good times, man.
Hated him.
He had a retard slave?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Chris. Last one.
You okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Was it the Gobbledygooker, which was a turkey? That's right. A wrestling turkey. Or was it the Yeti? Obviously, a mummy.
It was the Yeti.
What?
It was both, motherfucker.
No, it's still right.
No, how's a Yeti a mummy?
Well, yeah, you see.
You have to give it to me.
When you're 7 foot tall and wrap yourself in toilet paper, you're a Yeti.
No.
Yeah.
You're a fucking mummy.
No.
No, you're the Yeti.
It was legit toilet paper. It's not like Ace bandages or anything, oh, you know.
He came out and hugged Hulk Hogan uncomfortably for a while. And then the Gobbly Gooker.
Is a white fucking Bigfoot.
Yeah. And the Gobbly Gooker was Eddie Guerrero's dad in a turkey costume.
Huh.
Don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Hmm. Survivor Series 88, something like that. Also, the premiere of The Undertaker.
They did something right.
Yeah, rumor has it.
One when that shit came out.
He ate the turkey after the match.
There was a big countdown the whole show.
That's right.
God, you're so sweaty. He made me raise his arm in victory, and dear God, my hand is moist now. That was disturbing. But they had a giant egg there they were counting down to when it hatched during the show.
And the fucking toilet paper wrapped dick came out?
No, it wasn't the Yeti. It was the Gobbly Gooker.
Oh, okay.
You know what's really fucked up? You know who was originally supposed to be in that egg?
Chavo.
The Undertaker. That's how they're going to premiere him. They're going to have the dead man coming out of an egg.
Oh. So he's going to be like a dead fetus?
Oh, maybe.
Dead fetus chicken?
Yeah, instead it was a Mexican crammed into a turkey costume.
Can you imagine the Undertaker is a fucking chicken?
He was a turkey, guys.
On his motorcycle.
They say, you know, he's fighting Peter Griffin.
Well, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good fool.
Yeah. Name another famous chicken. Oh, wait.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, I was going to say Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh.
Jackass.
Okay.
I'm out after that, though. Be honest with you.
James, you got anything?
Famous chickens, yams.
Chicken from Cow and Chicken.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. Yeah.
I was going to go with the chicken hawk from
Foghorn Leghorn. Oh, I guess chicken the bird, too. Whatever.
He's got chicken hawk in his fucking name.
I think a chicken hawk's a certain kind of bird, though.
Whatever
it is.
I think they hunt chickens.
They look like a small chicken.
They do. They eat chickens. That's why they're chicken hawks.
Duh.
He was a juvenile chicken hawk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This might be very surprising. Juggalos got good press today.
Huh?
Good press. Like national news.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we really did, too. They were talking about the bus thing?
Yeah, the bus crash? Yeah. That's
dude
just crazy,
saved, like,
right?
Six fucking people on a Greyhound bus today.
In a Hatchet Man hoodie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fucked himself cool. up. Like, saved
you see that
a mom.
His leg?
Yeah, saved a mom and, like, her two newborn twins. They were, like, a month premature or some shit like that.
Like a bus crash or something?
Yeah, it was a Greyhound bus heading from New Mexico to Arizona.
That's a country song.
That goddamn gang violence saving people and shit's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking gangsters.
A semi crossed both lanes head on, probably like a suicide.
Oh, shit. Surprised there are any survivors then.
Not a lot.
Yeah,
I think like 15 people died.
Yeah, it was only, yeah.
Because the juggalo was being interviewed. He was talking about how he was climbing over the dead people trying to get the live ones out and shit.
Oh, my God.
You know, it was all mangled.
Yeah, he carried like six people out or some shit like that.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Good press. That's rare nowadays.
It's very rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, everybody was sharing it online. Like, Twisted shared it. ICP shared it. Fucking Faggot Lovers shared it.
That's still around, huh? Faggot Lovers?
Yeah.
It's still
yeah.
a thing.
I used to go there a lot.
They still show up at the shows. You can never miss him in his Faggot Lovers jersey.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Scotty D?
Yep. Hatchet Man with a fucking 2-liter on it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It was that and the poll page, because they showed boobies.
Poll page.
Yeah. It was a psychopathic fan site, but if you were a juggalette... You could show people your beef.
Mm. You never went there?
No.
Oh, didn't know about it.
I looked at Vampire Freaks for like juggalette
my hands
beef.
Were raw from that shit. I'm going to be honest with you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, most of them were not attractive.
They were attractive enough for me, Danny.
Yeah, okay. There's something about
especially back then. Like,
something
in the dial-up internet days.
Hey, it's better than having no sex at all.
If they had face paint on, we were just happy. I was like, yeah.
No, see, that's what threw me off, because, like, she's kind of cute, but she has Violent J's face paint on, and that's weird.
You know what? Flipping around, it's like hitting Violent J.
Now you just want to punch him?
Well,
these women are
back.
So pretty, I'd let him kiss my fist. Chris Mullins. That's
dude,
fucked up, man.
James straight up told his wife today that she was going to get haunted if she didn't go to the grocery store.
Oh, you're going to be a bit of a haunted house?
I was like, you're going to push it down the stairs? He's like, we don't have stairs. I'm like, James, yes, you do.
You do have stairs.
Like, he moved in and just never went upstairs again.
Like, he doesn't
I can't
even
be
look
bothered
at
the
with
stairs.
That shit.
Too much work.
Downstairs.
Yeah.
You don't need to go
downstairs.
Up there. Wow.
That's great.
I do? Yeah, but, you could have a very good haunted house this Halloween, you know what I'm saying?
It's a warning.
So fucking wrong.
It's pretty messed up. Not to mention, your wife would probably kick your ass. So there's that, too.
I think it'd still take her for a little while.
We should set this up.
My knee's not that bad yet.
A fist fight between you and your wife? We could put down money on it. I think we could make some money on it, even.
Well, depends. I mean, I'll take a fall for some cash.
That's true. Yeah, we'll just cut you in.
There was a domestic dispute at Myers today, and they pulled a gun.
Haunted house.
At Myers.
Yeah. There's a haunted house in Myers.
It's a haunted store.
Haunted store.
No, this is in the parking lot.
Ghost story.
This really happened in Marion.
Yeah. Haunted parking lot.
Gunplay in the parking lot.
Okay. Were they, like, married?
Violent haunting.
No, it was two couples going at it. One of them pulled a...
Yeah, one of them pulled a gun.
Yeah.
Rival haunted house. Awesome!
Rival haunted houses.
Yeah.
It was a DQ.
No contest?
Foreign objects.
Oh!
Yeah. Police showed up. Everybody got disqualified.
Yeah. Damn. That sucks, man.
But, no, I was thinking, last weekend, three out of the four of us went to Kokomo to the Attack of the Ninjas.
Yeah.
Thought we'd recap and review.
We did. It was fun.
Make Danny feel bad for being a bitch ass.
Well, you both said ass, so we'll just stick with that one for being an ass.
All right.
Yeah. Good enough, fuckers?
Works.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it works. Hermit, ass, whatever.
Hermit?
Yeah. Weren't you at home?
No, I was at work.
You still should have came.
It's not Friday, you weren't.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I don't called know out Friday.
Came on Friday. Friday was a good fucking time.
I went after work on Saturday. I worked Saturday. What the hell? Sure. What's your excuse?
I had to work.
Yeah. Could have worked in the morning. Went to the concert in the evening.
I didn't set the time.
Doors weren't till 6.
See?
I didn't come till 7.
Doors weren't till 6. We weren't allowed in till 7:30.
Actually, 7. Yeah. Oh, 7:30 is when I got
Because the meet and greet was 5.5 hours
long. Dude, I
long.
Fucking stood in the rain so long.
Oh, really?
For like an hour and a half just getting fucking drenched.
Jeez. But that was day 2.
That was day 2. Day
let's
1.
Go, let's go
yeah,
back
let's
to
go
day,
back
1.
Day 1. Okay.
See, I wasn't involved in that either.
Mm.
Me and James's oldest daughter, which was her first twist of show and her first like real actual like
concert
hardcore
she
concert.
To go to.
Yeah.
Not country.
Not country in California.
Yeah, she was like,
weird.
I went to a country concert in California. Like, yeah, that's not a concert.
Yeah.
No.
But met up with Ray in the parking lot. James's daughter's 15. First 30 seconds, Ray decides to talk about licking a chick's butthole.
Well, you know, she pointed this chick out. She's like, she shouldn't be wearing it. I just turned around like, I'd totally lick her asshole.
Oh.
It good. Was basically hanging out. I mean,
her butthole was?
Yeah.
It was.
She had on like a medium swimsuit when she should have had on like an extra large 2X.
We'll go 2X.
Whatever. Her butt was fat.
There was a lot hanging out.
Her butt was fat, though.
So were the thighs and the knees and the ankles.
Ankles? A lot hanging out.
Ankles?
A lot hanging out.
Damn. It sounds like you need to get more standards, man.
Dude, my eyes were kind of low by that time when Chris got there. So
I got you.
I was feeling okay.
But, and then. By the time we got in the door, we missed the opener. That wasn't the
was
only
Axe.
Axe was on stage, but there was an opener before that. Demento. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, because Higher Power opened up second day.
Yeah. And they were decent.
They were.
But we got to see Axe's first M&E set. That was cool. They killed it.
They did.
Their podiums and shit they had on stage were neat.
Long live evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that tattoo they posted on Instagram today?
Oh, the hand?
Fucking badass, right?
That's on a. Fuck, what is it? I think it's Low Key that has
his face.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think Low Key got it tattooed on his hand.
Hmm. And then Gorilla Voltage?
Possibly second. No, Gorilla Voltage played second night. No, yeah, it was Gorilla Voltage. Or, my bad. I was thinking second
Voltage.
Night. Whatever.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then Gmo?
Lars.
Gmo Lars.
Fuck Lars.
Because they didn't show up.
Because they didn't show
up. Have you found out why?
No. Still no fucking explanation of why they weren't VIP.
You just said he was on... Oh, they weren't VIP.
Yeah, they
didn't come... He was on stage, but he didn't show up.
Yeah, they didn't come to the meet and greet on day 2. And nobody fucking realized it until after they'd walked outside, and then everybody's like, wait, where the fuck is, you know, Bizarre and King Gordy?
I heard they dipped out as soon as their set was over.
See, that's what a bunch of people said, too.
That's what I heard.
The same shit. They, like, just cut the fuck out. Because George told them on day 2, if you're not fucking here, VIP's still happening. Either way, you're not here or not. Like,
right.
But... when you put online $150 to $100 for a VIP with everybody from M&E,
everybody
it should be
needs
fucking,
to be
should
there.
Be M&E, everybody.
Right.
That's true. I would have liked to have met Bizarre so I could be like, why do you have a career in rap?
Yeah. Gordy's understandable. Bizarre, not so much.
Yeah.
They hyped that place up, though. That
they
crowd
did.
Went
yeah.
fucking nuts.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
some serious
down.
Mosh pits.
I got down for stomp.
I seen you doing the Star Spangled Hammer or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The large Spangled Banner.
There you go.
Yeah.
Star Spangled Hammered. Is
what
I thought
to get Star Spangled Hammered.
Nothing wrong with that. America.
Yeah. That's where you just drink outside and you drink until you have a heat stroke.
Oh, it's not where you get blackface drunk?
No. Only TJ's done that.
All right.
Thank God none of us were witnesses because I feel like that, seeing it would be a crime.
And that was my first time seeing Gmo
live.
His set was fucking awesome.
Was his big GameCube?
He had a 12-foot GameCube on stage. It was pretty cool.
Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
He came out in what, the Bowser hat too, didn't he?
No, he was in the Charlie and the Filth Factory.
I know, but didn't he come back out with the, like, the spiked turtle shell hat on?
Oh, fuck, he might have.
I thought he did.
Nice.
I don't know. I do know that his shit quit working, and then he brought Lars out on stage with him.
Yeah, because he freestyled there for a good 10 minutes.
He did.
His shit fucked up.
A couple verses a cappella, and they were badass.
That's cool.
And then...
Boondocks.
Boondocks.
Yeah.
Which was fucking awesome.
Right.
I think it's the longest set I've ever seen Boondocks do. Because he did about 40 minutes, 45.
Yeah, I'd say he was on stage for a good while.
Say that I've seen him twice, and his shorts are pretty. His sets are pretty short.
Well, his shorts are short, too. He's tiny.
he's a short man.
Yeah, he's a little.
Christian made a picture of him without face paint on. I'm still not positive he's not Yams.
Yams didn't know who the hell he was when he seen him without face paint.
Who put a mirror in front of me?
I showed him the picture, and he's like, who's that? And I was like, Boondocks? He's like, I've never seen him without paint.
I hadn't either. I didn't recognize him. That'd be awesome. Like, you walk up to Boondocks, like...
I don't think I have family in Georgia, but fuck, I don't know.
You might have been.
And during Boondocks is when I had to get Ray's attention. Because standing right next to me, all right, we're like there's two people between us and the stage. And it's me, James's daughter. Age of 15. And then Ray.
Mm-hmm.
I feel some shit going on next to my elbow, my left elbow.
Somebody sucking your elbow? I hate when that happens.
No. Close. No. They were sucking titties next to me.
Okay.
It was two chicks, lesbian, and
but one chick was with her husband or boyfriend. Some
they both were.
Oh yeah, because old boy about got in a fight.
Yeah, the marine looking motherfucker.
Yeah,
was with the aggressive blonde who was sucking said titties.
I seen them the second day.
Yeah,
yes,
but okay. Let's say the blonde was on her knees at one point during the middle of the set of Boondocks.
During Boondocks' set,
licking a butthole.
No, I think it was vag.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just so we're clear, you cannot use lesbian as a verb.
Yeah, lesbian. And
see? You can't do it.
But as all this is happening, there's like a 6-year-old child on his dad's shoulders looking straight down at them.
Oh, God.
They were on the other side of them. It was like me, freaky bitches, dude with...
parents.
Yeah, and then a 6-year-old kid.
That's bad.
Whose mom is the reason they got kicked out.
Yeah, her mom turned around and started going the fuck off.
Oh, like, good. I thought you meant because she jumped in.
Like, three is too many for this.
Two is fine. Yeah. I've seen some shit at concerts. Never seen cunnilingus.
Yeah, it was something that day.
I've seen a man catch himself on fire during Simple Man.
The fuck?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even Lynyrd Skynyrd.
it was Shine Down's cover of Simple Man. Acoustic song, so yeah.
I was
going to
say, the intermission, like they were just playing Simple Man.
We've seen... titties of questionable ages.
That we were fucking tricked into pedophilia is what that happened right there.
Was it at Verizon?
Yeah.
Yes.
I might have been there for that show. I don't know.
I'm not admitting to it. You can't make me.
What tour was that? Was it Hell's Pit?
Maybe.
It was a Hollow Wicked.
Yeah, because I know I've seen Vanilla Ice with Hollow Wicked.
Yeah, I think you were there, man.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, we just.
Because didn't he play the drums?
No, man, he had the DJ and...
Because I know I've seen him one time, and Vanilla Ice is like playing the fucking
sparks
drums.
Sparks everywhere
yeah, see,
and shit.
I don't know. I might have been too fucked up then, too. I don't remember.
So was he, man. So was he.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Come on stage and take your shirts off. I'm not going to ID you.
No one will. Come on up.
Come on up.
We think she's 14, bro. Get it down.
Well, you can't
Turn
be mad.
Turn that shit up.
You can't be mad when you hear this little ditty. Doom, 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 diggy, doom, doom. Doom, doom. Yeah, we can still fucking hate you. Even if you're doing ninja rap.
I don't know, man. It's hard during ninja rap.
It's hard during ninja rap.
Twisted Day One did the ninja rap.
They did.
Who came on stage after Boondocks?
Okay.
That's pretty epic.
At one point, they were freestyling with the drums and shit like they do now when they have Draven around.
Okay.
It was a good fucking time. They sort of did their ultimate playlist. Almost like a greatest hits kind of set.
It was kind of like the same set I seen at Vans Warped Tour, but just they extended. threw in a couple other tracks. Like
greatest hits, cool. That would be Darkness on repeat, right?
No.
Okay. So on day two, I got to join in. I got to go, and so did my wife and my daughter and Chris, and Ray was there, and his friend was there.
Fat Joey.
Yeah, that guy.
Fat Joey.
Fat Joey.
You're like his hype man.
He said like a whole 7 words, and I was at 2 different times, and it was to offer us food that he had gotten.
Yeah, it was what, cheese curds and like cheese fries?
Yeah.
Should have had a concert until you get some cheese curds. Yeah. That's fucking
Joey
awesome.
Was quiet that night. It was really fucking weird. I gave him shit for it all night long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that dude fucking ever, man.
He seemed cool. He just didn't talk.
Yeah, he's just super quiet.
I don't remember him being quiet.
Well, he fucked up his ankle like a month ago or so. So, like, his ankle was fucking bothering him and shit.
That's
so he
a lot
was
of
in
standing,
pain and shit. Yeah. And we had got there at like fucking 11:30 in the morning.
No shit.
Well, VIP was supposed to start at 12.
Oh, okay.
It did not.
It did not.
No. It started
it
about
though.
2:30.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh. That sucks, man. Yeah. That's a lot of waiting.
It was.
So what was the VIP experience? Was it worth it?
I mean, it was worth it meeting everybody. I mean, everybody was super cool. I mean, meeting Jamie and Paul, they just act like, you know what I mean, you're fucking just friends.
Right.
And they remember each person that shows the fuck up that they've met over and over again. So,
oh, yeah, that's cool.
I mean, everybody's really fucking cool. Everybody's super happy to be there. I mean, once again, Lars wasn't fucking there. Douchebags. They had, what was it?
Higher Power. Yeah, Higher opened. Power. Which was decent.
They weren't bad for being from Milwaukee.
They were wearing Bucks jerseys. I was never seen one of those in person before.
I don't think I have either.
White guy, black guy, yeah. They were bad. They weren't bad.
To be honest with you, I'm not for sure what sport the Buckeyes play.
It's the Bucks. The Buckeyes Ohio State.
Yeah, they play Ohio all of State.
Them. All of the sports,
okay,
the Buckeyes.
And the Bucks?
Milwaukee basketball.
Yes.
Basketball in Milwaukee. Getcha.
I didn't know either. Don't feel bad.
What state is Milwaukee in?
Huh?
What state is Milwaukee in? You gotta
what
answer.
What the fuck are you looking at me?
You gotta answer.
I don't have the
Help
answer.
Me.
That's not happening.
Dude, Dahmer was around Milwaukee.
Yeah. Wisconsin.
There you go.
Yay!
I was thinking Wisconsin.
Go Pack Go, motherfuckers.
Go Pack Go. That's, okay, whatever.
Only football team I was ever even remotely interested in.
Then,
fuck you for that, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. My team doesn't suck quite as bad as yours.
Those are proven cheaters. Go fuck yourself.
They're not
no
the Patriots,
better than the
man.
Goddamn Patriots.
They are way better than the Patriots. No, not on paper, but neither are the Cowboys, you know?
This is the most uneducated sports argument I've ever heard in my life.
My team can football better than your team.
Fuck off.
At sports.
Hey, the ROC came on and that was cool.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He's better than last time I seen him.
You know, Monoxide was pissed, like, because somebody brought it up in one of his smoke sessions, talking about loving the ROC, and he was like, y'all motherfuckers didn't show it when his album dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all didn't buy
that
shit. Like, you know what I mean? He was kind of shitty about it, but, I mean, he put on a good-ass fucking show.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all. Yeah.
To be fair, someone at this table has bought an ROC album, and it was not very good. It was a long time ago on Psychopathic, but you did buy it.
No, like I said, the first time I seen him 2 years ago, well, at least I remember, he was at the
420 show in Detroit.
And I wasn't a real fan. I didn't enjoy it.
But to be fair, he was out of breath the entire time because he had just started rapping on stage again.
Yeah,
could
he
just
started coming around again.
I don't really know if I trust your opinion there because you were quite medicated at that show from what I've heard.
No,
not that show.
No, oh, no, that was MC Chris. I'm sorry. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah. But,
that was my first MC Chris concert, too.
That's right.
Lex came out after the ROC.
Yep.
And fucking murdered it. He had these two, like, I think they were twins?
Yeah, the
were
little
twins?
Chinese guys.
Yeah.
Little Filipino
yeah.
twins. Turns out he got the wrong set of Filipino twins. I'm pretty sure he ordered female ones, got male ones. And,
they
you know
look
what? Now
fucking
you're hype
female,
men.
Though, so.
They were entertaining.
That's good.
I don't think they understood, like, how it was supposed to go on where they were supposed to be on the stage, because they looked confused running around all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I didn't get that. They didn't look confused. They did a really good job.
Okay.
Yeah,
because every once in a while,
show.
They'd all cluster in the same little group, and they get confused.
Yeah, I felt like half the
out.
Time they were in front of Lex when they should have been off to the side.
Yeah,
of
maybe.
Like, okay, I'm going to go over here, guys. That means you need to go to the other side, not crunch up behind me. Stop it. Get away from me. Go over there.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, they were still entertaining, and it was still a good set. So.
Okay. I say I'm unfamiliar with his work, so.
That was good. I did find out that the twins were a part of a hip-hop group around New York where he's from, and they were the Angels of Death before that.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I think one of them started following me on Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think one of them.
That's
did.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that was UGA, the Underground Avengers.
Okay.
Yep.
And
Boondocks,
besides
Buckshot in Class.
Right. And besides the end of Twisted Set, which we'll get into later, was probably my favorite set of the weekend.
Okay.
I really fucking enjoyed it. They closed with fucking Simple Man, and it did me good.
Okay.
They got me.
I've heard that song.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how it works, though, with them being signed to MNE. Because Class is signed with LSP, which is Scum.
Hmm.
And then, I mean, Boondocks obviously signed with MNE.
And they're all under Mob Style, too.
And then, yeah, I say Buckshot is with Mob Style. Like, I don't know.
I think MNE's really good at just bringing people together and making projects happen.
Yeah, because they fit the right people together. I mean, like the new album.
So I think it's all a joint venture. Like, if you look at the back, because that first night I met them, got their autographs, and I bought Anomaly 88, their new album.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back, M&E's logos last.
Yeah.
It's like Mob Style and then, what's that one you said?
LSP.
And then Magic Ninjas. So they just sort of like present the stuff. They just, I don't know if it's funding or give them studio time
probably just
whatever.
Helps out with everybody.
But yeah, they're really good at getting the right people together.
Okay.
Because that new album's fucking ridiculous.
I say I haven't really got to listen to it yet.
There's a song called Yeti Cup. I enjoy it.
It's a good song.
I wish there was a little bit more Boondocks during it, but I think he could have kind of blown down his voice a little bit.
Yeah, Chris showed me a video of him afterwards, and he could barely talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said in an interview after the show and everything, that, like, he did not have a voice at all when George was talking to all of them. He had no fucking voice after the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's understandable. I mean...
But you didn't disappear on out of the crowd to go on stage. I mean...
So. Are you sure? Did you see James during the Boondock sets?
I lost him in the crowd.
Convenience. Was there a phone booth in the venue?
I mean, there was no face paint, so he just had to put a jersey on.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He's
they're about
no.
the same size.
Yeah, no.
And after UJ was the Axe Murder Boys.
Which was surprisingly good.
Yeah, I remember when they first got signed to Psychopathic. They were sucked.
We seen them at their first show, didn't we? That Hollow Wicked, after they got signed, their premiere was the Indianapolis Hollow Wicked.
Yeah, because I think they were like 17 when they first got signed.
They were young as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a contest.
Yeah, it was a contest, and they were the ones that won.
And we all know who should have won the contest, Chris.
Epidemic.
Epidemic motherfuckers!
And that's only because Travis didn't enter.
And I was at their house. I paid for Travis to record an album at their house. I think my mind, left brain gone. No. Hit him high, hit him low. Who want to go? 99 rounds with the Wicked Sound Pro.
No.
I row with the Illis. I row
this is old
with some
school.
Killers.
No. Yeah.
It'll be creeping through your...
I'm pretty sure I still have that album at home in my CD case.
Oh, I want to listen to it.
I'm pretty sure I still have
it. I want
to
listen to
I'll
it.
I'll have to go through it.
Please do.
I will.
I went through my CD case the other day, and it has MC Hammer's Greatest Hits in it.
Oh, shit.
All of Static X. All the Static X you could possibly fucking stomach. I
fucking loved Wayne Static.
Oh, man. He's dead now. R.I.P.
But this was Gams' first time seeing, like... Modern Young Wicked?
Yes.
Yeah.
It surprised the shit out of me. I'm like, where did this come from?
He can rap now. I was like,
yeah, I say like, Young Wicked is just the fucking front
yo,
man
no,
for AMB
he's
together.
Great.
Yeah.
And I asked Chris on the way home, I was like, why hasn't he just fucking done his own thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is he still hanging out with the creeper in
the
fucking back?
That's his brother.
With the sweatpants and shit. What the fuck's going on with him? Why is he still hanging out with this guy?
Well, it's like, I found out Bones is a diabetic, though, during the VIP.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
Yeah, because I walked up there and Young Wicked was there, and I was like, man, where the fuck's Bones? And he's like, oh, man, he's a diabetic. He had to go take his fucking insulin. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, ain't no biggie. And then he just came walking back up, and I was like, cool, so I get to meet both of y'all.
Did you notice he still has the Hatchet House tattoo on his hand? It's like, wow. I'm one of the few people that fucking remember that logo.
I forgot about that. I wouldn't recognize the logo.
Yeah, it was like a
double H.
Yeah, well, it was like a three-dimensional
H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Did not go anywhere.
No.
It was Axe Murder Boys and the band that played a guitar with a power drill.
Motown Rage.
Not a good band.
I forgot about Motown Rage.
Motown Rage was good live, though, dude. That was a good time fucking live.
It was
really
good time. They didn't sound good, but they were entertaining. Yeah.
I think live it worked. I couldn't imagine buying a CD with that noise on it, but it worked.
With that noise. Yeah, not music, noise. That's what I'm getting at.
Fucking noise.
It's a spectacle live. It's not, it doesn't sound good.
Then our dead homie Blaze came on.
Which was great. That was
his shit is always good, dude.
Yeah, it was.
I still think I would like Blaze to adopt me. You know?
See, I even got ready and I even listened to Blaze before we went to the show and everything.
Okay.
Throughout the day.
It still fucks me up every time I see Blaze of how tall he is.
Yeah, he's a big one.
He's so fucking tall.
Chris showed me a picture of him out of costume.
Oh, he's the whitest fucking hipster.
Yeah, so you look at him, you do not realize it's fucking Blaze.
What's awesome, same glasses that I'm wearing.
And goatee thing.
Yeah, goatee thing. Thanks, James.
We know what you're going to be for Halloween this year. You got to go as Blaze.
Bigger person to go as Blaze and him to go as Mini Blaze.
I'll be Mini Blaze. You want to be Bigger Blaze?
I'll totally be Bigger Blaze. No, I'll be Mini Blaze.
He won't sit on his knees. In the casket, 36 feet deep.
Blaze,
you
nasty.
Yeah.
Anytime I can get to scream the words to Blaze, you nasty,
is
a good fucking
time,
man. I mean, the anthem is good, Casket is good, all his other songs, you know, Wishing Well, Escape Artist, all that shit he always does live. They're all good, but there's just something fucking just filthy about Blaze, you nasty.
It's the lyrics.
it's a good time.
Nasty.
It is gross, man.
And then Twisted came out.
I've heard of them.
Have you?
Much.
Like, right away, we know, Ray pointed out, like, as soon as we walked in the venue, that the drum set was gone. So we knew Draven wasn't going to be out there.
Oh, okay.
I was kind of sad about that. I wanted to kind of see that, but didn't get a chance.
Yeah, so Draven and on him, like,
she has a big-ass crush on him, and she got a picture taken with him, so.
Yeah. Now, should you be arrested?
For what?
Taking James's daughter to a concert where there's cunnilingus next to you.
Should I be arrested?
Yes.
No, they probably should be.
Yeah.
I feel like you're an accomplice.
I didn't do any sex acts.
I understand that, but you also said, hey, Yams, me and your daughter have seen the same pair of titties.
I'm pretty sure Chris only touched my butt, like, twice during the first night of Twisted.
What's it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a small area, and we were jumping. I mean, We Don't Die came on, and me and Chris got down.
Got to.
And Rock the Dead, dude. I haven't heard Rock the Dead live, and I don't know fucking when. Probably the first time I saw Twisted. It was probably the last time I heard Rock the Dead live.
And my daughter tried to kill me, because I had worked earlier that day, and I had a fucking knot in my back.
Yeah.
So I could only take about a half of a breath, okay, before it started hurting. My body wouldn't let me take a full breath. And she's like, no, we got to get up front. No, we gotta go up front.
Let's we got stand her stuck in on this that fucking front.
Heat with all these motherfuckers' elbows, assholes on you, and it's like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. But she I made can't that, enjoy this.
She had the power move night one. Like we were just like we're like, okay, you've never been to a show, so if somebody tries to come past you, leg in front of them, elbow back. This chick runs past me. I see your daughter. Just elbow the shit out of this chick. She goes flying back past me, and I was like, okay, fucking cool.
Did that work?
Yeah, she was ready for that shit to happen.
A natural.
Like, I mean, yeah.
We'll credit that to basketball.
Yeah, she was down for it. I mean,
because I've seen her do that shit on the court. I told you all about that girl running up the sideline. She just fucking straight wiped that bitch out into the fucking, into the stands. I'm like, all right.
Yep.
Well, I think Blaze came out, or not Blaze. I think Twisted came out with Sex, Drugs, and Murder.
They came out with Sex, Drugs, and Murder, yeah.
And then I think they did a couple songs out of that, and then they started bringing out Guest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, at one point, ROC came out, and they actually did House of Crazies.
Kenny Rogers came out?
What?
Did Kenny Rogers come out?
Why would Kenny Rogers come out?
You said Guests.
No.
Dolly Parton. On the
Kenny Rogers for the show. Evening. Yeah. Twisted doing Dolly Parton's verses and Islands in the Stream could be fucking dope.
I could see them singing some shit like that.
That is what we are, motherfuckers. Right?
Yeah, no. I'd
rather Dolly come out, but she's probably way more expensive than Kenny Rogers. Yeah.
Like, they brought out...
Danger Zone.
Danger
Zone. One of the first songs they did, Blaze came out and they did First Day Out.
Yeah.
And
I heard they lost their nut on that one.
Yeah.
Lyrics, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, they caught their nut, right?
Yeah, they caught their nut. They first day out, and they caught my nut.
Yeah.
Oh, you should say lose. Like, you don't want to catch it. Yeah. It's like those porn bloopers we talked about last week, where you come in your own face. Junior, you ever done that?
No.
Cool.
Pinch the tip, bro.
No.
Yeah.
I'd rather let it fly than hurt myself.
No, you pinch the tip, go to the sink.
Does that even work?
Yeah.
I feel like I shoot too strong.
No.
Yo, I bet I do.
What do I do? If you meet in the middle... That's how you get the shotgun action.
Hold
it back. Yeah, you just hold it back and then just let it go.
Get a good blast.
I've never even once thought to like pinch my dick hole.
I don't.
Yeah, you don't have to pinch the dick hole.
And
yeah,
you push just... down with your thumb.
Yeah.
And then the second round, you let go and it just bow. You get a fucking shotgun.
It's like working a hose, Danny.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
I know, I'm going to try some shit when you guys leave.
Fucking, you know, his hose shaped.
Your wife's not home. Danny's about to fucking experiment.
Somebody might have found his fleshlight last week. It was me.
Oh, was it in Parker's toy box?
Who told you?
I know you fucking lost one a while back.
No, it was in a random drawer that we've never used in the bathroom.
Oh,
I had to move it because my son uses that bathroom.
Somebody hid it from you.
Oh, probably.
What did you do when you found it?
Fucked it. Dumb fucking question. It smelled funny.
No shit.
Did you at least wash it first?
Yes, I washed it first. God. I'm not a fucking caveman.
The fuck you ain't.
I did fuck a flashlight.
A flashlight?
You know.
Squishy. I'm going to put my dick in it. Not caveman.
Have you ever tried it? Anybody?
No, I'm not going to buy one of those. No.
They're only like $70.
These are free. Hands are free.
Hands are free.
Hands are fucking free. We have them.
My wife enjoys having sex with me, Danny.
What's that have to do with anything?
Yams doesn't fall asleep.
Bam.
Bam.
How do we get onto this from this?
You said you pinch your dick. I don't know, man.
Danny's talking about catching everybody's nuts.
First day out, I caught my nut.
Oh,
that was it.
Sometimes
we
go places,
man.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, whatever.
And then what, Chris?
They did some riders.
Okay.
And it was fucking awesome.
Well, they had everybody from M&E came out, and they did the song Outline in Chalk. So everybody got to do their verse and shit.
That was definitely like a cypher.
Yeah, it was basically a cypher with everybody from M&E.
Okay.
So, I mean, then they broke off into some riders.
Yeah.
Like...
And Riders originally was just Twisted and ICP, and maybe Blaze.
Blaze is always in Riders.
Yeah, Blaze is always in
Riders. They brought Boondocks and shit in. Because Boondocks was Young Dirt.
Yep.
Not a good rap name.
I was on his Wikipedia and stuff earlier this week.
He was fucking little poop, but we still love him.
That wasn't his rap name. That was from a movie.
It wasn't Riders.
Yeah.
Little Poop Big Snake was...
Yeah.
Come on, Danny.
What was ICP's name?
Something.
Clip. There was Fofo and Lil' Clip.
Yeah.
No, wait, wasn't Twisted fucking Fofo and Lil' Clip?
That could be true.
I think they were following Lil Clip.
From Big Money Hustlers.
Yeah.
Hustlers, sorry.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
Yeah,
I
want to
say they were following Lil Clip.
Hmm.
I had to go back and look.
Oh, man, it's been a long time for that channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been forever ago.
They don't have no writers on Spotify. There's like one album.
I never listened to it.
And I think it's Dumping.
It's probably Dumping.
It's fucking Dumping.
It's probably Dumping. But, and then, eventually the lights go out, everyone leaves the stage.
That's how concerts end.
Yeah.
That's what you would think.
That's what you'd think.
But then, they
you
come back
encore
out.
Encore chance.
No,
there's nothing. There's
silence.
Just chilling in the dark, quiet, just in the moment.
Okay.
And then they come out.
Ambience.
Lights completely out. And I look up, and I look at James. I'm like, it's fucking Lotus.
But you were wrong.
Because, like, I looked at James, and then I looked at this, and he's like, what? I don't get it. I was like, it's fucking Lotus, James! Because I recognized. They came out. Lotus jerseys, fucking the OPEC
Brotherhood
masks.
Oh, yeah.
After he said that, I noticed the jerseys and everything. I'm like,
yeah. Right away. And then I cried.
Say it.
And I cried. And I cried.
From watching wrestling, usually when that happens, it's The Undertaker. So I figured maybe The Undertaker came out.
No.
Who I've heard was almost a turkey.
No, but they ended up doing a 4 or 5 song set. I think it was 5 song set.
Okay.
As Lotus.
That's still a good 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
And they blew the fucking roof off that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because what was the last song they did?
Juggalo Family.
Yeah, Juggalo Family.
Okay.
Just deafening. Lotus chants. Like,
yeah, yep. Just throw your DLs high and feel the power.
Yeah.
It was great.
Just through the whole place.
I've made a very dangerous move this week and let Chris send me a link to his playlist on Spotify. There's some Lotus on it now.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't heard Call Upon Your God in fucking years. That's a really good song.
Yeah, but see, which is still your favorite, ABKs or Mars?
Mars. For 2 songs.
Alibaba.
Alibaba, his version's way better.
Yeah,
and
I like Mars' version a lot
better. I think
his
verse in Give Me That Blood was better, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
For what I remember, like, I don't have my hard copy anymore,
Give me that blood, give me that blood.
Yeah.
Don't make a humping motion when you say that.
Whatever, I'm playing hacky.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I figured there's menstruation involved. And,
two shorts, man. It's not leaking.
Oh, God. Hey, make sure you pinch the tip.
Yep, pinch the tip. But
the shack,
yeah.
I still understand the physics of it, but
I
whatever.
Mean, just try it out.
Just show me later.
Okay. But yeah, Lotus came on and everybody lost their shit.
It was emotional.
It was,
like, I know I wasn't the only motherfucker that felt that shit. It was like the second coming of Jesus Christ as far as I'm concerned. That shit was crazy.
Because, I mean, Violent J at the gathering said, there's no more Lotus. There'll never be no more Ritas. He said the shit's done. It's dead. And
but majority fucking rules.
Yeah, majority fucking rules. Yeah. Three people of Lotus are on M&E, and they came out and fucking murdered that shit.
I don't know if you guys know this, but 3 out of 6 is not a majority.
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
There's only 5 people in Dark Lotus. There's 5 pedals.
What
there was
so ABK just never counted?
No, he never fucking counted.
Oh,
you're
stop
right,
with
Danny.
Your ABK hate. Jeez.
Yeah, and Mars never was a Lotus, and you notice.
That's true. Well, I mean, to be fair, he used to really suck.
Yeah.
Not in Lotus, though. His
no,
solo shit back in the day... I just never got into it at all.
Oh, you never got into it. You didn't boo him off stage while giving him the middle finger while I was next to you and James was also doing the same fucking thing?
Yeah, he left us very... We made him very angry that night. Like, there was a personal vendetta against
us
that one time.
He pointed at
us
and said, fuck y'all. I know, I was there, but you know what?
We pissed somebody off.
I wish I'd have been there for that one.
When did we do that?
When he was on stage.
Which concert?
Noblesville, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
One of them.
He pointed us out?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Oh. Said, fuck you, and then walked off stage. Because of me and you.
Hey, I was there too.
Yeah, but you wasn't threatening.
Yes, I was.
The fuck if you are.
I had face paint on, motherfuckers.
I mean, like, the last time I seen Lotus is when we all went to
the
Egyptian room
OPEC.
In Indy. Yeah, that was the OPEC Brotherhood.
That was the last time I seen him, because my poor ass has never been to a gathering or nothing cool like
nope,
that.
Neither.
No, we can't
nothing
afford
cool.
Hell
like
no,
that.
Yeah, I can't get a fucking weekend off from work.
Yeah,
I still don't think I could handle a gathering, dude.
I would totally go.
I think I'd have a panic attack.
If I don't know if it's going to happen. There's one next year. If I could make it happen, I would fucking
if Psychopathic
go.
Isn't broke.
There's a chance it's going to be Big Baby Records come the end of this year.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you call it the baby gathering? Because that sounds gross.
In ICP Seminar, they said they are, you know, sort of like Joe and Joey Records that the writers came out.
Right.
They're launching another sub-label called Big Baby Records from Big Money Hustlers.
Right.
Oh, that's where it came
and
from. Okay.
Supposedly it's just going to be compilation CDs, but I know some things that are not good behind the scenes. And so I look for it to fold, and then... Their shit will be released on.
They're
going to
sign to M&E.
Well, somebody copyright. Oh, God.
That would
imagine?
Be great.
Oh, God. Could you imagine Jamie on every fucking track? Told you so, bitch.
Hey, now I know you probably have a couple of verses written for the song, but here are your lyrics. I wrote them myself.
I'm going to just take yours out and I'm going to put two sets of my lyrics in instead.
And we're going to do Lotus and I get two verses. Isn't that fucked up?
I'm going to open it up. And I'm going to close it.
Hey, watch this. I've been practicing. Lotus. Oh, it's better than yours. That'd be fucked up,
what
man.
Did you say? You sung that like it was Kiss from a Rose.
That's a great fucking song. I bought an album for that song. It was the Batman Forever soundtrack.
But they caught a lot of heat for doing Lotus.
Like, a lot. Yeah. The internet blew up over it.
I can't understand why.
There's seriously a hashtag and not my Lotus thing.
And I am still a fan for the present moment. It's going downhill quickly of ICP, but...
You cannot erase the past. The past is what it is and everything. Yeah, they
original
the people,
six is it.
The people they brought together, the atmosphere, the family, you want to call that, they created... But, was great. Now, speaking of Attack of the Ninja...
Why let something great die out like that? That's what I was getting
at. Attack of the Ninja was the first concert I've been to, since even before the split, that felt that family atmosphere.
It's every Twisted show's like
that. It was fucking
amazing.
I don't
give a fuck where I go, they're
always
the same.
I mean, there was motherfuckers in... They just parked their John Deere in the fucking parking lot in their cowboy boots with a belt buckle and the wife beater. Yeah. John Deere hat? No one said shit.
I thought you said you drove your car.
Well, it was a Kia.
Oh. You'd rather be on the John Deere.
He had... The second Kia there. The first one was way cooler than his.
But I mean, like, people, you know what I mean? They go to an ICP show and they'll wear Twisted shit and people give them fucking shit.
But how much fucking ICP merch was walking around that motherfucker?
A fucking ton. There was a dude in an old school fucking Hatchet Man jersey.
In that Malenko jersey.
Yeah.
Like, I would kill for.
Nobody said shit. I mean, every Twisted show I go to, it's all the same fucking vibe. Everybody's cool. Everybody wants the bullshit. Mm. They're there for a fucking show. I mean... That's why security didn't pat us down. Plus, dude, we just talked to his ass and he forgot. But he knows you're going to spend the money for a ticket. You're not going to come in here and fuck shit up. Like,
right, right.
He was a juggalo anyway, so he was just like, fuck y'all, go inside, it's raining. Like,
that's cool. That's
you know.
Cool. Well, it's dangerous, though, because you guys are a gang.
Oh,
I heard
that yeah.
on CNN. Yeah, which, something interesting happened with your daughter.
Yeah.
Besides the viewing of Cunnilingus. Chris,
you
know, you're an
the
asshole.
Show
hey,
was,
I'm fat. I'm pretty sure I blocked it out.
Show
I don't
was
think
Friday.
She noticed.
She bought a shirt while she's there on Friday, wore it Saturday,
right.
Washed it Sunday, wore it to school on Monday, because she's very happy about going to the show. She enjoyed it. She had a great time.
Say, it's so weird, because if we wore those kinds of shirts to high school, it didn't make us cool.
No, we were the fucking nerdy outcasts. We were
well,
the
I don't
made
think
fun
anybody
of.
Else is wearing anything like that there either.
Yeah,
so
I don't
so
think
she's
a, else
you know, one of a kind
Twisted
like that.
Is.
That's probably true.
You know, and it's stuff I've listened to the whole time she's been around. She knows the shit.
This would be the equivalent of me and Chris going to a Bad Company shirt, buying a Bad Company T-shirt, and then wearing it to school, because our dad loved Bad Company.
Yeah,
till the day I die.
And she walks in. As soon as she walks in, assistant principal's like, "You gotta take that off or cover it up because that's gang related."
Yeah,
and it is. It didn't say Juggalo on it anywhere. It didn't say anything like that. It just literally said Twisted had their picture on it, and on the back had the decrepit lung.
Yeah. Just real quick sidetrack. My phone has sent me a notification to check because there's moisture in the USB port. That's how sweaty I am. So I'm going to take my phone out of my pocket.
It is hot as fuck in here.
It's going to, yeah. That's
yeah, but his daughter had one day outside of the concert as a juggalo got persecuted, which blows my mind because I know the whole march happened and there was those stories. Honest with you, I didn't fucking believe it because I was never fucked with.
Right.
And I've been fucked with police for the cars I drive and the neighborhoods my friends live in and shit.
I've always had a hatchet.
Yeah, it's been, oh, why,
cars,
you're
like,
white, why are you in this neighborhood? We've had those discussions with cops, and it's like, this is what they're getting at now?
Say, Tim, did you ever have any issues with a shirt you wore to school?
Never. I never had a fucking issue with any teachers.
We both wore psychopathic stuff.
Yep. We both wore Twisted shirts.
Yeah,
I mean,
I had that American Nightmare shirt we ordered out of Hit Parader together. What's
that's
up?
Fucking sweet, because I ordered the fucking AABK shirt.
Hell yeah, he did.
I did.
And he wore it proud.
Yep. And then I had that Dawn of the Underground shirt that had the fake chain.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. I love that shirt.
And my senior year, I even had a Punisher shirt where he was flat out holding two guns. Never said shit.
I mean,
well, see, I was also hassled over a shirt I wore to high school.
Did it say Big Dick Player on it?
No.
Okay.
It had a picture of a quarter on it, and it was a Leonard Skinner shirt.
He had a joint in his mouth.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the fucking kids in school with us, though. They wore the fucking, what was his name? The Gucci Man. The Snowman shirt. Or was it Jeezy?
I don't fucking know.
It was literally a fucking snowman made out of cocaine. And everybody wore them to fucking school, because that's all he rapped about was fucking coke, kind of like Stitches. But
I love selling blow. Yeah.
But they never got shit for it. I mean, kids today, I don't know, they just get so much shit anymore.
Yeah. Back in our days.
Yeah, back in our days, 12 years ago.
Back in our days.
Well, there was that one kid in our Tucker class that got fucked with for wearing an ICP shirt, but that's a different story.
You made fun of him, didn't you? You messed with him, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You persecuted a juggalo. What the hell, man?
He wasn't, and that's why.
Oh, he was a juffalo.
He was, I was like, oh, man, cool, you know, and I started talking, and he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I was like, why the fuck are you wearing this shirt?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I just thought it looked neat. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Well, because, I mean, for real juggalos, we take this shit, like, again, personal as fuck, though. I mean.
Oh, that would have pissed me off in high school.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't know what the fuck it was.
So, we school. I was like, I don't get.
It was one of the few ones that was sold at, like, Hot Topic or Spencer's, too. It was one of the goofy looking.
It was one of the real bright colored Joker card weirdness that they fucking put out.
They were fucking sold at Walmart there for a little bit.
The rental box shirt.
Ugly as sin.
Yep.
It was whole. Yeah. It was.
Horrible. I always wanted the fucking Ringmaster shirt with just the Joker's card and it said Ringmaster down your back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always wanted.
They do those
for
all
shirt.
The Joker's cards. The only one I ever had was the Wraith, Shangri-La.
That's the only one. I have a photo of you in that.
I probably look good too, didn't I?
Yeah. Face paint, and braids, and all.
Oh God, I didn't think to ask how my braids were.
They're blue.
Oh. They were what?
They're either blue or green because you had that fucking weird hair gel shit.
Yeah.
That dyed the tips every time.
Dude, swimming in poon.
Yeah, right.
So much poon.
Never. All the poon.
Never.
I had one girlfriend up to that point, and she dated Ray first.
Must have been that badass ABK shirt he had.
I had a badass ABK shirt, too, man. See,
it was all about the ABK shirt. So much
poon. I don't know. I don't think I ever had an ABK shirt. I don't.
No, of course you fucking didn't, because it would make sense.
Well, it's like at the show, I just bought my first Blaze shirt.
Oh, really?
I've never had a fucking Blaze shirt.
I've never had one.
And, yeah, I was like, the fucking shirt looked cool as fuck, so I went with it.
But, I think I had one Let's See in the Hood cover on my shirt.
But then I bought that sick-ass hoodie that the old lady is still giving me shit over.
Cost too much, buddy?
A little bit, but I'm kind of broke at the moment, so it's just kind of like she's giving me shit.
That hoodie, for what it was a good deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's a fucking quality-ass hoodie, and the patches are bigger than on the jerseys that were $150.
How much was the hoodie?
$65.
Oh, that's not as much. No, for embroidered, like actual patches?
Yeah, it's like
I was going to say, because I've dropped that on an Under Armour hoodie.
No
shit.
So, I mean, it was worth that over a fucking jersey.
I would think so.
I wanted a jersey, but I just knew she'd bitch at me for a jersey.
Didn't matter, apparently.
Yeah, it didn't.
You guys remember we went up to Indianapolis for your birthday, and we went through that Dick's?
Yeah,
and Mandy was complaining about being cold, and I dropped that on an Under Armour hoodie there.
Oh, yeah. We were drunk at the mall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been drunk in a Lego store?
No.
Do it sometime,
I fucking
man.
Need to.
Oh, it's a great time.
Can you build shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have bins of just loose Legos.
Fuck, you gotta smack a couple kids out of the way. But
I mean, whatever.
Fuck them little bastards.
You spit your time. You
I did that shit at McDonald's when they used to have the Legos in McDonald's you could build shit with.
I remember that.
Fucking move.
Big boy wants to play.
Hell yeah. Build my car.
So all in all, you want to give it thumbs?
Oh, two thumbs.
The Attack of the Ninjas, definitely.
I don't care. Like, it was great. I hope to God we're lucky enough it's in Kokomo again. I don't think it will be.
It definitely won't.
I don't know what that toy store they love so much. It might be. They love raising the place in that toy store.
I mean, they're getting ready to hit Fort Wayne October
27th. Yeah. Our cousin's getting married that day, and we're in the wedding.
Damn. Yeah. I told Chris to leave after the wedding.
It's tempting.
Just go to the wedding, painted the fuck up.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'm going. It's 2 days before my birthday. I already told the old lady I didn't give a fuck. I'm skipping Tech this year, so I'm going to...
Okay. Yams thumbs.
Did you watch Tech 9? Did you watch Tech 9's Tiny Desk?
No.
Thing on NPR?
I haven't seen it. I've seen it pop up, but I didn't
If
watch
you guys
it.
Haven't watched that, do yourself and fucking watch it.
It is really good.
It's fucking beautiful, dude.
What is it?
Tech 9 on NPR's Tiny Desk.
Okay.
Just fucking go to his Facebook page or whatever. There's a link. Fucking watch it.
Okay. Yeah, it's really good. Really good.
Check it out.
So that's 6 out of 6 thumbs. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, good job, M&E.
Yeah. From top to bottom. They fucking killed it.
Yep. Good show.
All right. I'll give it two thumbs too. Fuck it.
All right.
Yeah, I would go.
It would have been nice if you would have been there.
And you got the VIP, so you could meet them. A lot of the guys came out after their sets, so you could like get pictures and meet them and shit out.
It's that way at tech shows.
So
really, the only people like Seth's crew and shit like that come out, but
Stevie Stone. I met Mayday that way.
See, I haven't met Mayday.
I met Chris
Stone
Calico
at Beatniks. Like,
yeah,
because I know Cali. He comes out after every show.
Cali was sick when we saw him.
What's his name?
Damien Saffron.
The taller one.
Huh?
The taller guy raps with Tech every once in a while.
The taller? Was it Kurt Calhoun back in the day?
Maybe.
He's gone anyway.
Starts with an R.
Yeah, I think it started on R. But I think, I think
Ritz?
I don't know.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Was he white?
No.
Then
I'm trying to figure
Ritz.
Out why he brought it up, because he has no idea who it is.
Yeah. What the hell is it? Kurt Calhoun?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
Hey, he's in jail right now.
What for?
Is he really? Know. Yeah, I just seen some shit for okay. free cut on fucking Facebook.
Dude, have you heard any of his stuff since he left Strange?
Yeah, it's not bad.
fucking insane, dude.
It's V5 fucking insane.
It blows my mind. It sounds like old school tech.
Yeah.
V5 fucking
insane. But, you know, him and tech had their differences or whatever, so yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
That's
there,
why, you know, the red haired stepchild EP or whatever.
Yeah, the red haired.
He made it clear that he was not wanted.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It was kind of like fucking Twisted and fucking Violent J, you know what I mean? Tech's kind of telling him how to talk, who to talk to, what to do, shit like that. I mean, you know.
Well, see, where Strange makes you push out so much music and do so much turn a year. Psychopathic would make you fucking set on your album for 2 years before they would release it.
And then they wouldn't fucking promote it at all. They're just like, oh, here's an album. Hopefully it does something.
Like, I found out Boondock's song Monster was on his last album, Psychopathic, which came out like 2014, 2015. Was recorded in 2012.
Oh, see, I didn't know.
A song that good.
Yeah, that was a good song. Set.
That song is really good.
And the song with a crucifix on it was recorded at the same time.
Betrayal?
Yeah, I think so.
Also a good song, actually. Yeah. So. All right. We got to get out of your jug of talk. You and your damn kids and your hippity hops. We got a fucking show to run here. Yams.
Into the ground.
Tell us a story about a tall man and a short man, please.
Oh, I have a couple of them for you.
Oh, my God.
We'll start with this.
You keep talking like that, I'm going to have to pinch the tip.
Oh, yeah. You might want to.
You might want to.
So, Troll got a call from his mother. Okay.
And she's pregnant, too?
Not pregnant. Oh. Thank God.
And I think you're the father. Ew.
I think that's why they adopted him.
Oh.
I keep forgetting he's adopted.
He's adopted.
She's not fertile. I get it. And I barren wasteland.
I think it was a ploy for him to do something and maybe get on his dad's good side. Because him and his mom and dad are starting to get along again. They're starting to talk.
Yeah, because they were separated because of Troll.
They're still separated.
Oh, okay.
All right. Don't get your hopes up too much. This ain't a happy ending. All right.
Oh,
so,
I kind of don't want it to.
All right. So, yeah, she gives me a call, says, hey, you want to make some money and maybe get on your dad's good side, help him out a little bit. Okay. I have these air conditioners and I'd be taking them out before winter. We just got a central air unit in. We don't need them up anymore. We need them out before winter so we can seal everything up. And he's like, yeah, me and Jason be over. So they get there and there's like eight of them that needs to be taken out downstairs, upstairs because they got a big house. Okay.
Yeah.
So they start taking them out. All right. They do the downstairs, unscrew them, take them out of the windows. Everything's great. So they get upstairs. They start fucking around with them. They go through around and they unscrew all of them. Yeah. This thing, and we'll just go on through, unscrew all of them, and then we'll take them all out. And that works for the first one. Well, they get to their parents' bedroom, has a very large AC unit in it. Okay.
Please tell me they drop it out the window.
Hold on. No.
I'm gonna say it rips the fucking
He's like,
out.
Okay. What we need to do is one of us need to be on the inside, one of us need to be on the outside.
Oh,
yes.
Fuck.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Upstairs?
Yes, upstairs. So he gets out. Troll decides to get out on the roof. It has a little bit of space where he can get there and stand.
You send the smaller person. Yeah. That makes sense.
All right, so he's holding it. He's holding it. Jason opens a window. Okay. He's holding it. And they're trying to finagle it in the window.
Yeah, get you.
Well, you know, he's legitimately a midget. All right. He has dwarfism. And part of that, though, is he doesn't have very strong arms. They sometimes just fuck off on their own.
What?
And that's kind of what happened. His
Hold on. What do you mean?
He's a tarred armed midget.
Yeah.
Is that a thing with dwarfism?
Yeah.
You got wonky arms?
Yes.
That's not a thing.
He's apparently had it.
Shit afterwards.
No, he's apparently had it since he was a kid. He has like some kind of
neurological
issue in his arms.
I feel like his parents got him giving Jason a handjob once, and that was his excuse. I can't control it, Mom.
But either way, he loses it, and it bounces down the roof and off onto the ground.
Yeah,
fucks it all up.
Well, I mean, they don't need it no more. They got central air.
Right, that's fucked up.
That's true.
All right.
I wish it would have landed on like his dad's new truck.
I was just hoping he fell off.
You know,
all right, so
too,
that issue happened. It's all rattly inside, fucked up. They go around. They finish. They don't fuck any more of them up.
That's good.
All right. And she's like, well, we can't just have this broken. Your dad will notice. So she gives him money to go buy a new one and says, put it in the garage. Just make sure you take it out of the box and maybe he won't notice.
Stop being so fucking
and everything
nice,
will be cool.
Man.
Then dumb bastards go and get it and leave it in the fucking car in the box. So, of course, he fucking notices, finds out what happened, gets pissed off.
Double divorce.
Well, he gets home, and they had left for a minute, and they come back, and they're like, well, we, you know, Jason's mom's like, well, wait, I'll pay you. Or Troll's mom says, wait, and I'll pay you. Well, they come back, and she's like, well, I can't really pay you. This air conditioner you guys fucked up costs too much. I don't have the money to pay you right now. So Jason goes to Troll's dad, who showed up and said, "Hey, we were supposed to get paid for doing this, and we're, you know, where's our money?"
Of course, yeah.
So of course he gets mad at them, tells them to go fuck off. I think he threatens to shoot Jason, and he gets mad at his wife again.
Wow.
So yeah, that was one incident.
Just one.
Just one.
Okay. Is it sad that I think the happiest ending to that story is Troll falling off the roof and then the air conditioner landing on him? And then Jason yelling, "Oh no, my buddy!" and then diving out after that.
And then
diving
the roadrunner runs by.
That been... No, Troll's dad just parks on top of him with his truck.
And then
I win. All right. So that didn't pan out.
All right.
Jason's upset he didn't make any money. And he had called off work that day to go do that to make that money.
That's awesome.
Didn't make it. So, Troll, doing what he does, went out scouting for more side work.
Okay.
Come across a farmer. Said, "I could use somebody to mow my field and my yard. You do well enough job, I'll pay you $200.
It's not bad.
He's like, "That's perfect. I'll call my friend. We'll do it." He calls Jason. Said, "Hey, got this side job. We both make $100. Mowing some lawn. Weed eating around some fucking tree. No big fucking deal."
Why,
you know,
can't
what I mean?
He just do it himself and make the
Apparently
money?
Apparently, it was a big piece of property.
Okay.
All right. So, Troll borrows a tractor that has a cutting blade on it so he can get this big-ass field. Tells Jason, "Hey, you just weed eat and mow around the trees so then I can get around with the tractor." And they drop him off. He drives the tractor down to the guy's property. Everything's going great. He's fucking mowing. And all of a sudden, he gets a phone call. So he's trying to dig the phone out of his pocket, not paying attention to what the fuck he's doing.
Good idea. Oh,
drives the goddamn tractor into a fucking cornfield. Begins mowing down the corn.
How do you...
The guy they're mowing the lawn for does not own the fucking cornfield.
That's good.
So once he gets in the cornfield, he kind of goes out and back around and tries to make this big loop. So all of a sudden now he's made this giant track through the cornfield.
Why not just back up?
Because that requires intelligence.
Oh my God.
And he got all of his advice from Finding Nemo. Just keep turning, just keep turning.
Yeah.
Okay. Turn left.
So they hurry up.
That's what you would have done, Chris.
No, I would have hit the brake and backed up.
That's true. Actually, you probably wouldn't have hit the cornfield in the first place.
Yeah. No, you just turn real quick. Be done with it. You don't drive straight into the fucking cornfield. Just keep on going.
I did smack a metal pole really hard on a forklift because I was texting and driving one time, though.
Oh, really?
That just scared the fuck out of me.
Stop instantly.
He also backed over a metal trash can with like a 55 Chevy. He also backed over a motorcycle. He shouldn't go in reverse. Chris should just keep going forward as well.
Hey, Basil, I got one speed.
Reverse.
Balls to the wall.
It's one gas, speed. No brakes. Reverse.
Yeah, I was sitting on the back of the truck when he ran over the motorcycle. So he's trying to think he tried to break my legs. I don't know.
What did I tell you your autobiography should be called yesterday?
Something dripping, wasn't it?
Dripping gas.
Yeah,
the
dripping
Chris
Wall
story. And then if he wants to get sexy, turn it to dripping ass.
That doesn't sound sexy.
Yeah.
No. Sweaty ass. The Chris Mullen story.
Dude, you've seen when he stands up from the chair he's sitting in. He has a sweaty ass.
Give me a cushion. I wouldn't kill you.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for the fucking
chair.
If
my ball sweat offends you so bad, get me a cushion.
It doesn't offend me. It's like a Rorschach test. Like, I look at him like,
oh, it's a pony.
It's a pony.
So, Troll tells Jason, "Hurry up. Let's get this done and get out of here before anybody notices."
Oh, good idea.
You can't notice that shit.
When they got done, the farmer was at home, so they had to come back and get paid. Well, while they're not there, he tells them, you know, the wife tells him, "Come back tomorrow. He'll be home. You get paid then."
Okay.
Well, later on that night, the farmer who owns the corn goes, "Hey, what the fuck happened?"
It's a fair question.
He's like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "It looks like somebody drove through my cornfield." He goes out there and looks. He's like, "Well, I paid these two guys to mow my lawn. Maybe they know something about it." Next day, he calls them, tells them to come over. You know, we got their money. Farmer wants to talk to you about some shit that happened in the field. You know, if you guys know anything about it. They show up. They're like, "Nope. Don't know fucking nothing about this, dude."
Honestly, that's the smartest
like,
thing they could have done.
He's like, "Well, I just want to make sure somebody didn't have a wreck or something in the field, you know. You know, what the fuck?" He's like, "If you guys did it, just say so. It's cool. I'll just replan. I might lose a little bit, but not that much on this. Just let me know. You know,
well,
whatever."
Well, no, we didn't do it, but have you ever heard of crop circles?
Nope. Don't know anything about it. Don't know shit. Okay.
So the guy gave him an out.
Yeah, and they didn't take it. Good. They proceeded to lie instead.
Good.
Farmer leaves. Okay. Guy who owns property goes, "All right, let me go in and get the money from my wife. You guys hang out here. Do you guys need anything to drink or anything? Just chill on the porch. We'll be right back. So he goes in, and they start fucking talking about it.
Oh, my God.
So he overhears them talking about it and what happened. So while he's inside, he goes ahead and calls the farmer again.
Oh, awesome.
Why don't you come on back down, buddy? Farmer shows up. He comes out. He goes, all right, guys, and hands the farmer the $200 and said, nice. You ain't getting fucking paid for this.
That's a cool fucking move.
Yeah. So, yeah, he pissed farmer off, pissed the guy off.
So they busted their ass.
And the entire day got get nothing. Paid, and Jason didn't get paid again. He's like, this is the second time I helped your ass out and I didn't get paid.
Right.
So apparently they got into a big ass fight about it and they're not talking right now.
But they always get back
to it. Oh, you know they're going to?
I'm not worried about it anymore.
Oh, man.
When you first started telling these stories, I was like, oh, no, this is the end. There is no end until they die inside of each other. It's either going to be in a sexual way or in Star Wars when Han Solo cut open that tauntaun for Luke to sleep in. I think Troll might die inside of Jason that way for warmth.
Yeah, could happen.
But still rock hard and pinching the tip. He's not going to pinch that tip. He's going to let that fucking fly.
I'm still glad pinching the tip is the thing right now. Fuck you.
Something sticks every episode, man. That's I'm sorry. Cool.
Hold my tip.
Ooh, hey, that's not bad. Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, that's how that one ended. At least it ended with at least nobody but them getting screwed over this time.
That's true. Well, the farmer still. No, he made $200.
He got $200.
And so he actually Troll's mom's out money for the air conditioner.
Oh, that's true.
That was the first story. This is the second story.
Well, this twice.
That's two different days. Whatever. Two different adventures.
Two people got fucked. Maybe two, three.
Two and a half. Jason, Troll's mom, and Troll. Two and a half.
Yeah.
Not in the way Jason probably wanted it to happen.
Yeah. I feel like Jason would be the kind of guy to walk up to Troll and be like, hey, man, your mom's kind of hot. Can we have a threesome?
Well, I'll see. You're not related. My dad's not living here right now. I'll see.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess we can rotisserie my mom.
Yeah. As long as they film it and put it on Pornhub.
So you can watch
yeah.
it.
They got to dress up as pandas.
Not for Chris to find it. Midget Fuck's mom would get Chris's attention in no time.
Yeah,
mine too.
Oh.
My comment would be right under race.
Fuck yes! You got me pinching the tip all day, motherfuckers.
All day.
So is that all the troll news?
That is all
I'm not
the
saying it's not
news.
Enough. But
that is it for right now.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Fantastic. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. That's great.
They're so dumb.
Oh, yeah.
I really need to do a Ballad of Friendship, too.
That's probably time.
That's my next project. Do I recap all of it or just start from where the first one left off?
No, we make it a part two. You just carry on from the first one.
Good. That is less work.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So I've heard you have a game.
I do. It's some like 90s and 2000s trivia.
You know I hate trivia.
It's all good.
Okay.
Quiz. We'll call it a quiz. Fuck it.
Pop quiz.
Yeah, we did that once on the podcast.
I didn't take notes.
We're done. I had a prize I was going to bring in. But then my wife said, fuck that. If you're not going to use it, it's mine. So I was like, okay, I guess I don't get anything.
What was it?
It was a pop rocker for your phone. Pop socket?
Yeah.
Rock socket? What the fuck ever it is?
I don't know what that is.
It's a thing you glue to your phone so you can set it up. That thing right there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tuna has one. Cool. Yep.
Except for it was a Batman one.
I would have liked that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't have used it because of my case.
They come in fucking handy.
Oh, really?
I think you could spread those bungees apart.
I could, but then I couldn't put things in it.
That's what she said.
You don't have anything in it now.
But there's times I need to put things in it.
When?
When I'm at work.
When he's horny.
My Weaver card goes in there when I'm working.
His wiener goes in there. That's exactly what it sounded
when
like
he's
starting with.
My Weaver card. It goes in there. I enjoy it. It's a good time.
It comes in handy once a month.
So, yeah, so you can't have that now. So.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys.
Well, thanks for bringing it up, James.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Are you going to unfold that piece of paper and do this, or are we just going to sit here and sweat?
I am. We
cannot take another break.
Oh, my God. We've been here for 6 hours, James.
Oh, we'll start with Chris.
Okay.
All right. Everybody knows R.L. Stine wrote The Goosebumps, right?
I do know that one.
What other two novelizations did he do?
Whose question is this?
Yours.
Oh. Can we steal?
No.
Damn.
Novelizations.
I think I know one.
Man, I know I've seen them. I have no idea.
Ready for this?
I read every Goosebumps book when I was a kid, though.
He did.
These are different novelizations. They're novelizations of a movie. Sorry.
Okay.
That's why they're called novelizations.
See, when we were kids, he would lay underneath the day bed and read books. It was weird.
Yeah.
Either way, the movies he wrote the novelization for is Spaceballs and what? Ghostbusters 2.
Are you serious?
That's serious.
I had no fucking idea.
Oh, wow. Okay. Spaceballs and Ghostbusters 2.
Yep.
All right. Both fantastic movies, to be honest.
I was thinking Animorphs.
Dude, Animorphs.
You ever read Animorphs?
No.
They were kids that turned into animals, man.
I know what they were. Yeah. It was like Manimal, but dumber. Them. I didn't read them, though.
Oh.
All right, Danny.
Oh, crap.
What TV show was filmed in New Zealand, but was banned from airing there?
Why would I know what happened in New Zealand?
I don't know.
I'm guessing it's not Lord of the Rings.
No.
It's not a TV show, man. Mork and Mindy.
Nope.
Power Happy Rangers. Days. Power Rangers?
Yep.
Oh.
A lot of their episodes, a lot of the shit was filmed there, but they weren't allowed to air it there because of the violence.
I mean, to be fair, most of the
violence
stuff,
and know, Power Rangers?
Yep.
It was backflips.
They whooped the shit out of them putties.
Well, yeah, up until 2011 when they finally started allowing it to be aired.
Wow.
And okay. You know how long that show had been on air before then.
Oh, so. Yeah. It started in, what, 96?
Yeah, 94? I want to say around 96, 94. Yeah. All right.
This better be an easy one.
Who did the voice for Simba?
Fuck.
Come on.
How the fuck would I know that?
I know that one. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Tool time, bitch.
I know that.
Yeah. All right. 90s boy band, Chris. Hanson has their own beer. What's it called?
Mmbop.
Close. Mmhops.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I love Hanson now.
That's great. Cunning. We got to get some.
Yeah. That's like cunning? Is that what you said? That's cunning.
All right. When was the first time Doug Funny was ever seen on TV?
1990.
In what?
Oh.
When?
What show?
In what? Yes.
Was it Doug?
Nope.
Was it The Adventures of Quail Man?
Nope. It was actually a commercial for Florida grapefruit juice. And I actually have the commercial.
Really?
Yes, I can show it to you.
Fascinating. Well, show us afterwards, but
I will.
Yeah.
But that's I saved it just so I could prove I ain't bullshitting.
That's weird.
No word, no lines or nothing.
Okay. Was Patty mayonnaise in it?
Nope.
I feel like you made an impossible test here.
Well, he could tune an easy one.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know at least one of them.
Yeah,
can
right.
we steal now since, you know,
I
we're
guess
better
so,
than this? All right, thank
hard.
You. Okay.
All right, Ray. What was the first Google server storage rack made of?
Storage rack?
Uh-huh.
Like what their shit's set on.
Yep.
Milk crates.
No.
Wood.
Nope.
Aluminum.
Legos.
What?
Yeah, they made a rack for the storage units out of Legos.
That's fun.
Mm. Nerdy bitches.
Yeah.
See, this one's supposed to be a group one because it had, you know, a big answer. How many different variations of Crystal Pepsi was tested?
None.
Was tested.
Yep. How was many variations of Crystal Pepsi did they test before they settled on the recipe they used?
So they tested it a lot and the product still sucked ass.
No, I'm saying one. One test.
60.
They think they nailed it on the first try.
What you got, Chris?
I'm going to go with 0.
3,000.
No shit.
Why?
Before they settled on what they got. I don't know.
Have you guys tried Crystal Pepsi?
I've tried it since it came back out, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was terrible.
No, it's like a Pepsi-flavored Sprite. It's it's weird.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Chris. Who refused to match Michael Jordan's contract with Nike?
Adidas. I doubt if it's that. You can say it, though.
I'll go with Reebok, because they were up and coming.
It was Adidas.
Huh.
It was Adidas. He got the contract from Nike, went to them and said, I would rather wear Adidas.
Oh, shit.
And they're like, no, we can't. We don't really want to match that contract a little too much for us. So he went back to Nike and signed with them, and you see what happened.
And I get the point.
I'll give it to you, Danny.
Fuck yeah.
He's the only one with a point so far.
No, he had,
just keep track of it, Danny.
He had Simba.
No.
Technically, I said that first, and we couldn't steal at the time.
Yeah. Okay. I still don't have any.
And then
points.
He yelled tool time, bitch, remember?
Yeah.
All right, Danny. In the original Sonic the Hedgehog for Sega?
Yeah.
The opening logo for Sega.
Sega.
How much of the memory did that. How much did of the memory on that cartridge did that
like
take
percentage
out?
Wise?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like damn near 40%?
No, not quite.
Wasn't it? Okay. 30?
It was 1/8 of it, so you're talking.
1/8.
Like
okay.
15 almost.
Yeah, way too much for a sound clip.
For
a
sound bite and a spinning Sega song.
Yeah, I knew it was something crazy.
That's insane.
Yes, yes it is.
How much money does the U.S. spend preparing for Y2K? Just the U.S.
Just the U.S. Yep. $5
million. $2 billion.
Now, you're talking about the U.S. government or like the citizens?
The U.S. government.
Backing up all their bullshit.
I'm going to go with $0 because I knew it was bullshit.
No.
$100 billion.
Whoa!
Updates and everything for it, yeah.
What?
Yeah,
the
we
fuck?
Love to spend money as a country.
And I remember my dad making me sit at the computer and play on it and seeing what the fuck would happen.
Jeez.
Still playing solitaire.
It doesn't matter if the whole world's gone to shit. I can still play Oregon Trail. I died of dysentery.
All right, Chris, do you know what Tupac's first rap song was about that he wrote?
That he wrote?
Yep. An incident happened in his life, and he decided to sit down and write a rap song about it.
He watched the first episode of Gumby.
No.
No.
That would be entertaining, though.
It would. I always hated Gumby.
Did Tupac rap about Gumby?
Yeah.
His first kid was born.
Nope.
Being molested as a child.
No, it was actually gun control because his best friend was playing with a gun and shot himself with it.
Oh, no shit.
Yep, it was about gun control.
Did not know that. That's crazy. And I don't know if you know this, he got shot too.
Yeah, kind of full circle.
Couple times.
Conspiracy. Illuminati.
You can buy the car.
Yep.
You can.
Yeah.
With Suge Knight's farts in it.
All right, Danny, what was the development?
Those are some farty-ass farts, man.
You would be there sniffing the seat.
Oh, Suge, baby. This is the fart from the man 90. That tried to murder Ice, or Vanilla Ice, you know?
And murdered Biggie and Tupac.
Possibly.
Ain't no possibly. He did it.
And then ran over a guy on the set of Straight Outta Compton.
Well, I hear it's a good movie.
It is.
So that's something.
You never watched it?
I still haven't
seen
it.
And then backed over him.
Yeah, I haven't seen it either.
It's fucking good.
I still haven't seen it. I have it at home. I have so many fucking movies at home, I haven't watched half of them.
All right, Danny. Yep. What was the developmental code name for the N64?
Oh, shit, I've heard this one. Because I've seen the test footage. It wasn't like... Fuck. Something weird. Concord?
It's Project Reality.
Not even close. I wasn't even close.
I was going to say Nintendo 3.
Because it was in 3D, you know.
Well, it was also the third Nintendo product, I think. Yeah, that's what he was going for. Technically, it would have been the fourth. You have to count the Game Boy. The
Game Boys suck.
Your mom sucks. What? Game Boys are titties.
You get two teats.
Two teats. Yeah, I give that one two teats.
You get a Game Boy question later.
Oh, really?
Yep.
It's exciting. I might get it right. I won't.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, yo.
What year was the first iPod released?
I've never owned a fucking Apple product.
Really?
Never.
I fear all the music listeners, you'd have something to hold it on.
2001.
That is right.
Oh.
No shit. Yeah.
Wow. October 23rd, 2001.
This came out when we were in high school?
Yeah.
No, before we were in high school.
Yeah, that was before high school.
That was the big ones where you could actually feel the hard drive spinning when you hit play.
Yeah. Shit.
I had one.
Yeah, I never owned
they hold,
an Apple
They
product.
Held, like, what, 20 songs?
I have no idea. Not nearly as much as, you know,
now.
Now, yeah.
All right, group question again. Here we go.
Oh,
you ready?
Shit.
How much money was raised by the Princess Di Beanie Baby for Princess Di Memorial Fund?
I owned one.
The Purple Bear?
Yeah, with the
rose
on it.
There was a lot at one point in time.
The originals were worth a lot.
Yeah.
My daughter actually had one of the second chins that weren't worth as much.
How much was raised in total?
Yeah, for
they
her,
sold
for
like
her
fucking crazy.
Memorial fund.
$750 million.
Nope.
So you must be fucking close. You had to look.
No, I had to look.
It's just a big ass number.
No, it was more. It was more?
Nope.
No, really? Less. It was less. Oh, okay. What
500
was
million.
A lot less. A lot less.
A lot less. Oh.
$200.
No.
No, I don't know.
$15 million, though.
That's not a small amount, though.
It's
not
a small
amount.
Fucking bear.
But it's
not three quarters of a billion, like I said.
What am I defending your answer, man?
You should.
Team.
All right, Chris. What year was the PS2 released?
You bought one year of release.
It's me and Danny played it every time you left the house.
Nope. Then it's 2001.
2000.
What?
2000.
No, I bought one. I'm not going to. I mean,
may have been the Japan release, but it was 2000. Yeah.
Because I know they just came out, and I bought one with my graduation money when I graduated high school.
That might have been in Japan.
All right, Danny.
Yeah.
How many units of the PS2 were sold in total?
The PS2?
Yep.
Why would anybody know the answer to that?
Don't they still
Japan
fucking
or
make
US?
Them?
No,
they stopped making them and the games.
Yeah, they took them off. They finally went offline and everything, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's when the 360 was still in its life.
The fuckers lasted forever.
They really did, yeah.
The only reason it made a list is because it happened before 2010. So, it's like
2008 or 9. 7 million units.
Anybody else? Group question.
3.5.
No, that's Danny. No. 155 million units.
Jeez, man.
That's a lot of fucking...
I never paid money for one. I just played Chris's. Same with Ray.
Well, his boyfriend bought one, and I just played his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo.
Grand Theft Auto. Same with Ray is,
Driver.
Man.
Slave Zero.
Driver.
Driver 2.
Fucking fuck the intro to
Driver.
Driver
2 was...
Driver, it took... That was a game.
I love Driver.
After you got the hacks to do all the crazy shit, Driver was fun as hell.
Yeah. That was PS1, though.
Yeah.
All right, Ray. What movie did Will Smith turn the Matrix down for? He was offered a role in Matrix and turned
it
down.
What year did the Matrix come out?
99, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can I steal?
Well, if he answers wrong, yeah.
Hurry up.
Men in Black.
Nope. Wild Wild West.
Yeah, that is correct.
Boom.
Going straight to
I almost went with iRobot.
I think you've all got one right now, right? Huh? I think you've all got one right
now. Yeah, I think we're all tied.
Yeah. I can still be in the lead if you want.
Nope. No.
Okay.
Is there a prize, right, Bob?
Who came up with the name for NSYNC?
Lance Bass.
It's his question anyway, not yours, so shut up.
Oh, it was our manager. No?
Britney Spears. Nope.
Simon Cowell.
No. Walt it was Disney. Actually Justin Timberlake's mom. It's the last letter in each of their names.
No shit.
Yep, that's how she came up.
There's no... Wasn't Lance Bass in NSYNC? There's no B in NSYNC.
There's no Justin Timberlake letter either.
And their first name.
There, yeah, there is an S.
Fuck.
You spell Lance with an S? Is it L-A-N-C-E?
Yeah.
Lance as a name?
I don't fucking
There was one member that was originally part of it that quit and they got somebody else, so...
I don't know my boy bands, man. Yeah. Unless it's 98 degrees.
Mm, hops.
We gotta find that beer and review it.
Oh, yeah,
it's
going down. I love those lesbians.
I was gonna do this one last, but we'll go ahead and do this now. It's a group one.
Okay.
1994. How many people were using pagers?
Oh, fuck.
In 94?
In 94.
Man, the pinnacle
of the pager.
I dropped it in the toilet intentionally.
Well, you were only 10 when this was, so.
Why did you have a pager?
Work gave me one, and I broke it first day.
Yeah, yeah. Before cell phones,
I was tired of it going off.
Yeah.
I broke it, and I took it back and told them I didn't want another one.
I remember my mom had one. Always hit a fucking 911.
Yeah.
Yep. Pain in the ass, man. Oh, God. Never a lot, owned though. One. They were very popular.
I had a purple see-through one.
I never owned one.
2.2 million.
Oh, way more than that. Right?
Yeah.
5.5 million.
No. More than that.
Probably everybody in the fucking world at one point in time.
Yeah, I'm at like 50 million.
No.
Your closest is 61 million people.
Really?
Yeah, I know how to be a shit done. Fuck. Man.
Yeah. So we'll give you a point, Danny.
Hey, fuck y'all. Back in the lead.
Bullshit.
Eat my dust. Kiss my grits.
All right, Danny. What child actor was the first to be paid $1 million?
Haley Joel Osment.
Nope.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yep.
Oh, that was a way better answer.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
Look at that. That's so obvious.
No, we're tied.
Damn it.
No, we're tied.
You're in that one. I was just fucking brain farted like crazy. All right.
I'll just say Gary Coleman.
Right. You're in the movies and all. What drug was used to spike the food for the cast and crew of Titanic?
What drug?
Yep.
Heroin.
Nope.
Oh. LSD.
Nope.
Why the fuck were they spiking their food in the first place?
It was done by an outside person. Oh. Made 80 people sick, had to go to the hospital.
Oh, shit. Oh,
salmonella.
Oh, they said a drug.
You said sick, man.
We'll go raw chicken.
We'll go Valium.
PCP.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a good shoot.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, one day they spiked the clam chowder.
That's why the orders should never stop playing.
What the fuck?
I'm too high to die.
You know that shit. That's fucking nuts.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming. Wow. That's too
I'll never let go.
All right, Chris. Who won the gold medal for freestyle wrestling in 1996 Olympics?
Oh, Kurt Angle.
There you go.
Come seriously?
You should have known he was going to know that one.
I wasn't giving it to Danny.
No, I was like,
that's his favorite wrestler.
He loves Kurt Angle.
Now we're all tired again?
Yep.
I feel robbed.
All right, Danny. Who tried to buy Marvel Comics so you could play Spider-Man in the movies? This is before they made the popular Spider-Man.
You should
movies.
Fucking know this.
I've actually heard this. I can't remember who it is, though.
I have no idea.
You gotta change your kid's name.
Kirk Douglas.
Michael Jackson.
I've never heard that.
What the
Thank
fuck?
God that never fucking happened.
He also went to J.K. Rowling's and tried to get the rights for...
Lord of the Rings, right?
Harry Potter, the musical.
Well, he also owned the Beatles.
Yeah.
He bought every master.
Oh, yeah. Really?
To be fair, they shouldn't have been for sale. But at least Ford got to use them for some commercials. So that's cool.
Yeah, and Pepsi used him for a commercial.
They still are. Yeah, he was on fire. Yeah.
He was a real flamer there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Ray. What year did Pizza Hut start offering online pizza ordering?
I think the sad part is I'm pretty sure this was just on the fucking box that we had not that long ago.
No shit.
Yeah, 98.
You're close.
What if I can tell you that the first thing ever bought and paid for on the internet was a pizza?
It was with Bitcoin. The first thing I ever bought with Bitcoin was pizza.
And the internet.
1996.
No, this was before Bitcoin, dude.
I'm not saying it was Bitcoin.
I was saying.
The first transaction on the internet
was a pizza.
Was a pizza.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Like, pizza.com was the first domain I ever bought.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
What year?
96?
It's 94.
Damn it.
1994. Because one company had a phone, giant-ass phone out that had a touchscreen on it, and you could order.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Nokia maybe that had it, but it was a big-ass block phone.
Play fucking touch Snake.
First touchscreen and everything.
That and Brick Breaker.
Yeah.
All right, Chris. You've seen Mole Rats.
Yes.
Happens in Mole America. Right?
Mole Rats?
Yeah.
No?
No? Are you sure?
No. I can tell you the first Monday Night Nitro happened in Mall America.
Okay. Lex Luger came out of the crowd.
You know of Mall of America then?
Yeah.
I thought.
No, America. He got a closed down mall, right?
Yeah, they restocked it. Super small, yeah.
Oh, okay.
James, have you seen Mall Rats?
Maybe not. But how many Yankee Stadiums do you think you can fit in there?
Inside of Mall Rats?
Inside of a Mall of America.
Six?
Damn, they're close.
Huh. Oh. Seven. I was wanting to steal. I would have said five.
You can't steal once he says close.
Yeah.
No, seven.
Five.
Literally, seven stadiums could fit in that fucking mall.
Jeez.
We need to go.
Big.
We have a mall in town, man.
It ain't got shit in it.
It ain't that big. Yeah. They got a place to sell shoes. And they got.
We can fit our mall in, like, a stadium Walmart. Bathroom.
Yeah.
Or Walmart, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Danny.
Yep.
1993. What game did a Russian astronaut take to space with him for his Game Boy?
Tetris.
Oh, you knew that, see? Tetris.
I know that shit.
Yeah.
I was going to go Pokemon.
Nope.
Pokemon fit so much stuff on a space shuttle. Why would you take a Game Boy?
They're tiny. They can fit in your fucking pocket.
The fucking originals couldn't.
They could fit in your JNCOs?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so go ahead, a Game Gear and a textbook
and a mini fridge. What was the one that PlayStation made? The big fucking handheld fucking one they had.
Sega had the Game Gear.
Sega's the one you're thinking of. Because he had one.
They're big as shit.
Fucking huge, and they took like eight batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah. PSPs the PlayStation made, but they were only.
And they sucked, anyways.
What?
PSPs.
What?
Yeah.
They sucked.
They had like two good games.
Exactly.
It's more good games
than you
have.
I'm on the center console of my wife's car.
Can I have it?
No, it's not mine.
It's worth a shot. That's not what I asked.
Jesus.
He doesn't play it.
Not really. He keeps it in the charger in there for emergencies.
For emergencies. I just want to link one up to my PS4 and see what I can do with it.
All right, Ray, last one. What's the mascot on Warheads? He has a name. What is it?
Oh, fuck.
Hey, you know what Warheads are, right?
Yeah.
Let me explain that. You remember those?
They're sour candy, yeah.
Yeah.
They're still around.
Yeah.
You're talking about the guy's face.
Yep. What's his name?
Wally.
It is.
Is it really?
It's Wally
Warheads. Fucking really?
Right.
Wally well Warheads. Done, man. Yeah.
I mean, how the fuck did you get that?
I was just sitting there picturing the fucking package.
I was going to say Sourpuss.
So I win, right? That's three? You only got two.
No, I have three.
Are you sure?
I just got Game Boy, man.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, we're tied.
He did. I don't have any because I didn't figure you guys would get that many right.
I win!
No!
I had three first.
We tie.
Let's just agree that Chris loses.
Right. I had the harder answers.
Tetris was pretty good.
I feel like...
That fucking Wally.
That was good.
I feel like we all tied.
No, you lost, man.
No, I had Kurt Angle.
Fuck you. I could have got Kurt Angle.
I'm pretty sure Kurt Angle is what tied me. I had two, and then that bumped me up to three.
No, you had one. Nope. Kurt Angle gave you two.
Don't make me go back over him. Just
oh, God, no. Please. Hey, AMF, I'm Danny Mullins.
Chris Mullins.
I'm Toon.
Oh, I'm still Yams.
And what are we going to hold?
Beer.
Who's going to hold them?
We.
It's still fun, guys.
Yay!
Yeah,
there it is.
Fucking beer review.
We do.
I'm up to two. I had one, almost two of those, and I liked them a lot, actually. I would buy this.
It's good shit, man.
Yeah. I like darker beers. It's perfect.
The 12-pack was only $10.
It's the closest thing Budweiser's been to, like, real, like, beer. Like, almost craft beer, even. But good, so not like craft beer. I hate craft beer. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend your people.
Okay.
Thumbs.
Two.
Two.
I'll go to two. I'd buy it.
Two thumbs and a tip.
You do what you want with your tip, man.
I don't think I'd buy it, but I'd drink somebody else's if they bought it.
So one?
And a half. We'll go one and a half.
7.5 out of six thumbs. Wow.
And a tit.
And one tit.
And a tit. I still think you'd make a really good falling man in 9/11. Oh, he's posing. Yeah, middle fingers, tongue out. You're going tongue out?
Yeah.
Butt cheek spread.
I want to catch as much shit in my mouth on the way down as possible.
Who throws a dildo up in the middle of a tragedy?
I'm tired of your shit, Karen.
I've been waiting for a reason.
You can tell
for a reason.
You can tell he's about to hear because that's when you hear the coming from his mouth.
Anytime a fire alarm goes off, I automatically take my shirt off, middle fingers go up.
I suck on whatever's close.
Yeah. Here for a good time, not a long time.
That's good.
That's a good one. That's good. I like that.
Yeah. Your podcast out?
Drop it.